another shot, and the rebound loose, a score! The Storm score with 45 seconds left to go!
The excitement, the action.
Down low from Ngoya, chance for more, he scores!
The hits.
Ekioni DeMore, he shoots, it scores! Trevor Moore comes up big again.
It's time for Hockey in the Heartland. Your Tri-City Storm are on the ice and on the radio.
Roboski with a quick shot, and he scores! Roboski from the left point!
Let's get to the booth and drop the puck. Here's the voice of the Tri-City Storm, Jared Schifrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside the Viero Event Center for tonight's game between the Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers on the Breeze 94.5 FM KLIQ. I'm Jared Schifrin. Thanks for joining me here tonight in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers for the sixth and final time this season. The Storm are 4-1 against Des Moines this season. They won the first four meetings with the Buccaneers and lost last weekend, a week ago, on Saturday at Buccaneer Arena in Des Moines. Tri-City Storm going with goaltender Justin Quale tonight. He'll match up against Billy Christopoulos, the goaltender for Des Moines. And Christopoulos this season has split time with Nick Ellis. Quale last night came in a relief effort, replacing Tanner Creel, who got the start. Storm last night took a rough loss by a score of 8-1 to the Sioux City Musketeers at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Back at home here tonight for the second to last time here. They face the Buccaneers tonight in a home-and-home with the Lincoln Stars, the final three games of the 2012-2013 season. All games right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And tonight's game, the Storm, the big news here is bringing back Brian Ward, their center and captain of this team. Ward has scored points in 14 consecutive games, but he was suspended for six games for an illegal hit back in Sioux City a few weeks ago. Back in the lineup tonight, playing at the center with Trevor Moore and Michael Vecchione on his wings, and that should be a big line for the Tri-City Storm. Should be a lot of offense for Trevor Moore, Brian Ward, and Michael Vecchione here tonight against the Buccaneers team that has struggled this season but has been tough for the Storm in the last couple matchups between these two. Buccaneers, a young team, really building for the future. Both of these two teams at the bottom of the Western Conference standings, but going to try to do battle to stay out of the cellar. The Storm right now in eighth place with 51 points. Buccaneers right on top of them in seventh with 52 points. So the winner tonight will be in seventh. Sioux City also in the race there at the bottom, and they will be in action as well tonight. We'll talk about that and more when we come back here in the Viero Wireless pregame show. We'll have your complete nutrition game comparisons and the Applebee's Coach's Corner, where we talk to the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Algie, in just a few moments here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
ABC Drug. Drug is your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy in the Kearney Center. So when you shop ABC, your money stays local. Justin at ABC Drug, Quickie Notes, a guide for writing notes for thank yous, get wells, sympathy, and more. Also in John Deere and Case IH toys, trinkets, wind chimes, and garden flags. ABC Drug Health Mart, under the big green awning, downtown Kearney, the bricks.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center here in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Jared Schaffram with you here getting ready for the Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers. And we'll have you tonight's complete nutrition game comparisons. Once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season. Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of the Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. Tri-City Storm in 8th place in the Western Conference right now with a record of 22-32-7. Des Moines Buccaneers right on top of them, just 1 point ahead. A record of 24-32-4 this season. The Storm in front of their home fans, 13-15-2. Des Moines on the road, 10-17-2. Storm offensively are 11th in the league, averaging 2.9 goals per game. Des Moines just ahead of them with 3 goals a game and 9th in offense. On the power play, the Storm are 3rd in the league, 20.7% on the power play, led by Michael Vecchione, who's got 8 power play goals this season. Des Moines, 15.7% on their power play, is 14th in the league. Des Moines, the second most penalized team in the league, averaging almost 24 penalty minutes per game. Storm averaging 14 penalty minutes per game. And the Storm on the penalty kill, 12th in the league at 80%. Des Moines just below the Storm in 13th in the league, 79%. Storm, as I said, are 4-1 against the Des Moines Buccaneers this season. And now it's time to turn to the Applebee's Coach's Corner, where we talked to the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji, just a couple moments ago. Welcome inside the Applebee's Coach's Corner here at the Viero Event Center, Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers tonight. And the final time these two teams will meet, I'm joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji. Coach, obviously a tough one last night with Sioux City. You guys short players late in the game. Guys are tired, but you've had time to digest it. When you're looking over that game, what sticks out to you that you guys couldn't achieve?
Well, I think we gave them a few free ones. I think that, you know, going through into the second period, at the end of the second period, scoring chances were 10-9 us, and it's a 3-1 game, but the chances we gave them were just free ones. I mean, guys just in position and just losing responsibility. So, I mean, that's when you're shorthanded, when you're beat up, and, you know, you can't be doing that. And I think it caught up to us there in the third. You know, we were down to, I think, at 1.6 or 7 forwards with a couple guys in the box, and it really wore on us. The other thing is we can't take penalties. We're so shorthanded, especially our penalty killer guy. You know, our guys that kill penalties for us, they can't take penalties because we're just very, very limited on who we can put out there at this point.
Gets a little physical at the end of the game there. Michael Vecchione, his first career USHL fight. He drops the gloves for the first time. Is that, sticking up for his own guys, is that a little bit of a frustration thing there at the end there physically?
Well, you know what? Like, we've had a lot of issues with Josh Erickson over, 2 years. And I think, you know, if there's one guy that, you know, that probably rubs everybody the wrong way, it's probably him. You know, you got to give him a little credit. That's the way he plays. He's an agitator. And I think Michael Vecchione had enough and he was ready to go. I think a little frustration, a little bit just, you know what, let's get a punch in on this kid for the boys, and I think that's what he did there.
Tonight you get an injection to that offense, which has been shorthanded. Brian Ward coming back from the suspension. How excited is the team to see him back in uniform?
Yeah, I don't know about the guys, but I know from the coaching staff perspective, we're stressed out a little bit, and just seeing that big 2-4 come into the locker room, it kind of eases everybody's tensions. I mean, he's the leader, and we're thrilled to have him back, and I think you'll see he's been great for 26, 27, 42 games, however many he's played every night. He's a stud, so I'm sure you'll see that again tonight.
How much will it help having him? You'll have 9 of your guys on the roster, plus an affiliate player with Aldworth in here for his second game. Going to be able to pick and choose his spots a little bit more now that you have the 10 guys in there?
Yeah, I mean, we'll be able to manage Thomas Aldworth's ice tonight. Funny thing is, I mean, he led our team in scoring chances last night with 4, and that's pretty impressive for a guy that, you know, is playing in his first USHL game, was extremely nervous. But you can see, I mean, he's a guy, when he gets the puck, everybody wants to get on their feet because you think something might happen, and it's pretty special to see, and I think that's exciting to have somebody like that that's going to be a part of our team next year. And, you know, get him maybe out there with a little, you know, Trevor Moore and Brian Ward tonight, maybe Michael Vecchione, get him out there in different spots and just see what he can do.
That's Josh Howgie, the head coach here of the Tri-City Storm, getting prepared for tonight's game with the Des Moines Buccaneers. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Yeah, should be a good one. Have a good broadcast.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
What does total freedom feel like to you? The open road? The wind in your hair? Or relaxing on the beach with no worries in sight? At Vieiro, we've taken a different approach to freedom. Introducing Vieiro To Go, the best coverage at the best price with no contract required. Vieiro To Go offers unlimited talk and text for $35 a month, and unlimited data is only $10 more. And the best part? Your bill drops after just 3 months of use. Welcome to Vieiro, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Visit Vieiro.com for details.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Jared Schaffrin with you here preparing for Tri-City Storm against the Des Moines Buccaneers. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Des Moines Buccaneers coming in here with a record of 24-32-4. They'll start their first line of Willem Nong-Lambert, Joseph Gambardella, and Patrick Grasso. Gambardella, their leading scorer with 15 goals and 20 assists this season. The Staten Island native has been their number one guy here for most of the season. Nong-Lambert on the left wing, committed to Western Michigan, 17 goals, 14 assists. A hometown Des Moines guy, as is Patrick Grasso, a hometown Des Moines player, committed to UNH, an affiliate league guy who's played a few games this year, 2 goals and 2 assists for Grasso. He'll start on the right wing wearing number 11. On defense for the Des Moines Buccaneers, number 17, Eric Martinson, 7 goals, 25 assists, leads the team in defensive scoring this season. And he's on the left defense. Number 6, James Roll, will be on the right defense. West Seneca, New York native, 4 goals and 8 assists this season for Roll with the Buccaneers. And in net, it's number 35, Billy Christopoulos. Here tonight, Christopoulos has split time with Nick Ellis all season. In 35 games, Christopoulos with a record of 12-21-0, 3.69 goals against average, and an 89.5% save percentage. Now let's look at the starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm. And the Storm are hoping to get a lot of offense out of their starting line tonight. It's Trevor Moore, Brian Ward, and Michael Vecchione. Trevor Moore on the left wing, wearing number 8, 19 goals, 40 assists this season. His overall assist mark now 4th all-time for the Tri-City Storm. Brian Ward is in the center, coming back from a 6-game absence after a suspension. Ward will play with Michael Vecchione. Ward this season, 22 goals, 27 assists. Haverhill, Massachusetts native, will play at St. Lawrence next season. Vecchione on the right wing wears number 4. He's a Saugus, Massachusetts native, 23 goals, 21 assists. Committed to Union for next season. On defense, it'll be Garrett Cecier and Johnny Raboski for the Storm. Cecier with 3 goals and 13 assists this season. Committed to Colorado College, but he should be back with the Storm next season. Cecier wearing number 7. And Johnny Raboski wears number 3 on the right defense. Hummelstown, Pennsylvania native, committed to Air Force Academy. 4 goals, 8 assists on the season for Raboski. The Storm tonight will go with Justin Quale in net. Quale, a Minnetonka, Minnesota native. Benilde St. Margaret High School is where he played last season. And Quale wears number 1. He came in relief last night after Tanner Creel had a tough start to the third period. And Quale gets the start here tonight for the Storm. Otherwise, the Storm lines, the Storm only playing with 10 forwards here tonight. Thomas Aldworth is the affiliate player that's in for the Storm. Keller, Texas native, and he played at Cushing Academy this season in Massachusetts, committed to Providence College. There's 9 forwards elsewhere for the Storm. Foster will play with McMurphy and Eastman. Lesperon centers Linnell and Opperman. Let's get to tonight's New West 3 Keys to Victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. 3 keys to the game for the Storm tonight. Number 1, got to be physical against this Des Moines team. Des Moines taking a lot of penalties. Storm, as you heard from Josh Houngey in the Applebee's Coach's Corner, cannot take penalties right now. They're in a situation where they have a limited amount of forwards, a limited amount of penalty killers in the lineup. They've got to stay out of the box. Also, the Storm need to get some goal scoring here from that top line of Trevor Moore, Brian Ward, and Michael Vecchione. Some really veteran players here in the USHL and big scorers here for the Storm. They're going to need to get it going early and often here against this Des Moines team. Third, Storm got to minimize their turnovers and not allow Des Moines to take advantage of turnovers. Storm, try to play simple here. Get a win here. Get 2 points. The Storm are on a 4-game losing streak right now. It'd be big if they could get a few points here. And big way to do that is minimize your turnovers and play well in transition. We're going to take a quick break here for the national anthem, and we'll come back with a drop of the puck in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
I'd like a Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep, to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm. Conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian steel toolboxes, ladder racks, pronghorn utility bodies, flatbeds, Tommy Gate lifts, and Bosch snow plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Tri-City Storm hockey starts now! Time to take to the ice and get the game underway. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Let's get to the puck drop. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Good evening, everyone. We are underway here at the Viero Event Center right off the faceoff. A quick chance for the Storm here. Trevor Moore on the near side as Brian Ward wastes no time getting back into the lineup here and getting acclimated with Trevor Moore and Michael Vecchione. Tri-City Storm going from right to left on your radio dial here with their purple uniforms and going right after Des Moines, still with the puck in the offensive zone. Now the Buccaneers have it going from left to right on your radio dial. They shoot into the Storm end. Very still smoggy, a lot of cloud on the ice from the pregame smoke during the starting lineups as Ward brings it up the ice here. We'll get a chance at the net. Tries to deke through a few players, gets taken off the puck. Des Moines with it now. Storm was able to get a line change there on that Ward rush. Now Ward gets off the ice for L'Esperance. As Des Moines had the puck in their own zone, L'Esperance takes it on a turnover. L'Esperance down low finds Linnell. Linnell tried a centering pass. It was blocked. And Jenkins played it around the far wall. Glukowski shoots it back in deep. And now it's played behind the net here by Erickson. Erickson hit by L'Esperance, moved around by Cockrell of the near side. And Opperman who kept it in. Get out to neutral ice, but L'Esperance dumped it back in. Christopoulos out of his net. Chance in front for the Storm after Christopoulos had possession. Eli May kept it in for a second there. Cutler-Martin has it. Played it back into Linnell. Linnell lost control, took a hit from Cockrell. And now moving forward, here is Jenkins. Jenkins dumps it in deep. Played by Eli May behind the net. May starts forward for Tri-City. Still kind of smoky in here from the pregame smoke. Hasn't gone away as much as they'd like it to. And May with a long cross-ice pass gets deflected. Eastman loses an edge and goes flying into the far side wall. Now Des Moines has it through neutral ice in onside. A shot. Save made. Quale rebound loose. And Quale covers up to stop play. Tri-City Storm scoreless here with the Des Moines Buccaneers. Clock issue here as clock wasn't shut off when the play had stopped. About 10 seconds ran off of the clock. They're going to have to reset that here at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff's going to be the left of Quale. And we got... we're ready for the faceoff here. Eastman takes it for the Storm. He goes down. And now Hrabowski has it. Hrabowski behind, from behind the net. Hrabowski coming forward. He gets stopped in neutral ice. Dumped back in by Des Moines. And now picked up by Maller. Maller on the backboards. Loses the puck. Chance in front for Des Moines. Nobody in front. It goes up top. Kept in, though. And a shot through that went wide. Nice shot there from defenseman Luke Shiplow. And now the Storm pick it up here behind the net. It's McMurphy who tried to backhand one forward. Foster picks it up. Foster runs into McMurphy, and the chance here goes wide of the net from Des Moines. And now Hrabowski picks it back up. Johnny Hrabowski steering it to neutral ice. Nice pass from McMurphy. McMurphy dumps in deep. Goes behind Christopoulos. First man there is Eastman. Eastman at the end of a shift here. Foster runs into a man. Centering pass for Ward. And a deflection, maybe a save from Christopoulos. Goes into the netting. And out of play, Brian Ward with a big opportunity there. Storm had a chance. Eastman won a battle down low. Got the puck to Foster. Eastman got the puck to Ward. Foster behind the net with a big hit there. And we get a stoppage. 16:53 now remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Brian Ward is doing battle on the faceoff with Luke Volton. Volton won it, but now Vecchione has possession down low. Brian Ward on the backboards finds Trevor Moore. Moore to the center, a shot from Vecchione, save made by Christopoulos. And now on the near side wall, it's banked up top, kept in by Burry. Burry loses the puck here and holds his man, but gets away with it and allows Sasir to catch up to the puck. Puck hits the official and bounces forward here. Ward couldn't get a stick on it. Martinson has it now for Des Moines. Banks it off the near side. Burry drops his man in neutral ice. And now they're going to call Storm for too many men on the ice. Oh, no, an elbowing? An elbowing is the call on Burry. That's more logical. So Burry heads to the penalty box. 16:21 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, and the Storm are going shorthanded. Josh Howgie discussed this earlier in the game. His guys cannot take these kind of penalties. That's exactly what Burry did right there with the elbowing call. Not the penalty you want to take, especially when the Storm had some momentum early on in this game. Now Des Moines on the power play with a chance down low. Centering pass. His shot was deflected behind the net. Now a wraparound chance. McMurphy cleared it out of the center. Cockrell keeps it in to the center. Pass is deflected by Martin nicely. Martin shoots it out. Couldn't get it all the way down there. Here's the let out to McMurphy. McMurphy racing in, and the puck gets taken off his stick by Cockrell. Nice back check by Garrett Cockrell on the power play, saving a shorthanded chance. Maller slaps one in deep now. And it's Martinson. Martinson through neutral ice. Finds Grasso, who's in onside. Maller is on him. Grasso down low. Gambardella on the backboards. Gambardella loses it on the far side now to Ward. Ward to Roboski. Roboski to McMurphy. McMurphy's got a chance to Ward. Shot save, Christopoulos. Nice setup there. McMurphy and Ward shorthanded for the Storm. And Sasir plays it on the far side. Back to Ward. Brian Ward already tonight. You can see why the Storm missed him for six games. Every time he's on the ice, he's so active. He does a great job. Here he's going to go off on a line change. Ben Foster comes on. 53 seconds left in the Des Moines power play. They shoot in deep into the Storm end. Going back to get it to Sear. And he's doing battle with Nong Lambert. Puck comes out to Vecchione. Vecchione will skate it out. Vecchione down the far side. Vecchione still down the far side. Takes a shot. Save made by the goaltender Christopoulos. Eli May on the near side wall. Can't hold the puck in. Des Moines still in the power play for 30 more seconds. They move in onside. A shot on Quale, and he makes the save. Couple pushes and shoves after the play. Glukowski, Nong Lambert, as well as Axel Wemmenborn getting into it. 27 seconds remains on the Burry penalty for elbowing. Tri-City Storm, Des Moines Buccaneers scoreless. 14:47 remaining in the first. L'Esperance now. Loses the faceoff. Des Moines with it in the Storm end at the left point. Down low, it's Nong Lambert up top for Erickson. Takes a shot, and Quale got a piece of it as it went by him. Nong Lambert on the far side. Nong Lambert up top once again. Erickson back to Nong Lambert. Down low on the goal line. Wemmenborn centering pass went through. Opperman was there on the other side. And it's kept in by Des Moines, Nong Lambert. Stormer back at full strength. Nice block by Nolan Glukowski on a centering pass. And now the Storm have the puck. It's L'Esperance. He just chips it through neutral ice. And it's brought back in by Des Moines, right to Glukowski's stick for the Tri-City. Glukowski over to Cutler-Martin. And now Martin for Opperman. Opperman in onside. Opperman with a wrist shot. Save made. Rebounds loose in the slot. And it's picked back up by the Buccaneers. They race down the ice here. Marnell in onside. Marnell against Maller. Stops on the far side wall. Marnell at the hash marks now. Down low for Jenkins. Roboski's all over Jenkins. And you got a stoppage and a penalty is whistled for interference on the Buccaneers. Or no. It's on L'Esperance for the Storm. Interference on Joel L'Esperance sends the Storm to the penalty kill once again. Second time tonight that the Storm have taken a penalty. Des Moines Buccaneers here on the power play, 15.9%. They're 14th in the USHL. Tri-City Storm on the penalty kill, 12th at 80% even coming into tonight. They've killed off the first penalty, and they look very good in doing so. Storm actually got a few shorthanded chances on that penalty kill, but another penalty that is a little bit unnecessary. And the Stormer faced with another penalty kill here. Now, what helps them is Brian Ward's back in the lineup, and he's a guy who can do everything, including kills penalties. So Ward will be on the ice with Vecchione, Maller, and Roboski. And there'll be a face-off to the left of Justin Quale. Scoreless game, 13:47 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm and Buccaneers on the breeze, 94.5 FM Grasso's knocked out of the faceoff circle, and Elser comes in to take it, wins it right to Grasso. Now Martinson on the right point. Martinson for the center of the zone, finds Elser, tees up a shot, was blocked by Roski. Rebound, Elser down low, and he missed. Grasso was wide open, but he missed it. Grasso gets to it off the bounce off the backboards, and Martinson has it at the right point. Now Grasso again, up top for Martinson. Grasso at the top of the right circle, down low in the corner for Elser. Elser moves around Roski, centering pass and a score. It's Patrick Grasso who puts Des Moines up 1-0, beating Justin Quale at 13-22 remaining here in the opening period, and the Storm are burned once again on the power play. L'Esperance went to the box for interference, and the Storm allow the first goal of the night. Opportunity there. A nice move by Grasso, who's a young player in this league, and he just one-times it past Quale. Assists going to Gambardella as well as we'll see in a second who the other assist goes to for Des Moines. Should be Elser. Yes, it's Elser. The Storm have a chance here off the faceoff in the Des Moines end. Burry dumps it back in deep. Now it's played on the far side here by Schuneman. Schuneman stopped by Foster. Eastman comes in for a hit. Puck comes out of the zone. Here comes Des Moines racing with it. Storm held him up at the line. Des Moines was going to be offside. They had to tag up, and now Eastman picks it up. Kyle Eastman on the near side for Foster. Foster back to Eastman in onside on the left side. Eastman goes into the corner. Now on the goal line, gets taken off the puck. Schuneman clears it around the near side. Martin plays it for Tri-City. And there's a scrum to a side battle here on the near side wall in the Des Moines end. A couple players budging it. And Schuneman has it now on the backboards, 4-1, wraps it around the far side. Marnell tried to clear. It was blocked by Glukowski. Thrown to the center. Puck skipped under Vecchione's stick. A chance for Foster. Shot was blocked there. And now on the far side, it's kept in at the point by Glukowski. Shot in deep, and the Storm couldn't come up with the puck. Now on the near side wall, Cutler-Martin keeping it in. Martin to the center. It was chipped by a Des Moines player. Now right to Michael Marnell out of the zone. Glukowski catches up to it. Banks it ahead of Ward. Back to Des Moines sticks, and now here they come. Drew Callen on the far side, and it's dumped in deep on the near side. Trevor Moore, outlet pass for Moore, went back to Callen. Give and go through the center, and Luke Volton couldn't catch that one. Goes out of the zone. Martinson picks it back up, and now it's dumped in by Yuchin for Des Moines. Picked up by Glukowski, though, and now on the near side, Trevor Moore. Trevor Moore racing up the ice. Moore in onside. Moore gets taken off the puck. Vecchione's got a chance in front. Nice defensive play by Des Moines. Vecchione had a wide-open Brian Ward in the back end, and the pass was intercepted. Now the Storm get it back. It's Vecchione in the slot. He shot it wide. Rebound Roboski, though. Roboski keeps it in deep in the corner. And it's Volton against Vecchione. Vecchione gets it. Vecchione on the near side. Makes one move to the center. Chance and a score! Trevor Moore from Michael Vecchione ties things up at 1. 11:05 remaining in the first period. Trevor Moore, 20th goal of the season. Vecchione made it happen. Roboski will take the second assist. As Roboski made that happen, he picks up the second assist. And Trevor Moore buries that one. You know what I like about that play by Moore? He got the puck on a stick and he hesitated a second, made sure he was going to hit the net. Vecchione, cross-size pass, Moore got it, and then he waited before roofing it over the top of Christopoulos. It's a 1-1 game here at the Viero Event Center. Now this is going to be an icing on Des Moines. They threw it all the way down the ice. So right away, the Storm with an offensive zone faceoff, 10:56 remaining in the opening period. We're tied 1-1 between Des Moines and Tri-City. Faceoff to the left of Christopoulos. Really great for Trevor Moore to get that goal. Fantastic pass by Vecchione. Put it right on his stick. Now faceoff went for Maller. A shot that hit the glove of Christopoulos and went wide. Rebound on the near side. Des Moines with it. And it's taken out by Gambardella. Banked off the far side all the way down the ice. Icing waved off here. As Cecere goes and gets it, Maller played it around the far side for Opperman. Opperman puts it right to Nong Lambert's stick. Chance in front for Gambardella. And a dangerous play there. Gambardella couldn't handle it. Now a hit. And the Storm take the puck back, put it into neutral ice. Cockrell settles it down and dumps it back in. As Cecere has it for Tri-City. Cecere up the ice, in onside for Linnell. Linnell just shoots it in deep. And it'll come around to the near side now. Cockrell, Ryan Ward in on it. and turns it to Opperman. Chance in front for Linnell. And he couldn't get a shot off. And now Cockrell will find Adams. Seth Adams, a cross-ice pass to Wemmenborn. Wemmenborn dumps in deep. Quale out of his net. Quale plays it around the near side now. And Linnell settles it down. Linnell, cross-ice pass, finds Lukowski, moves to neutral ice, dumps it in deep. Aldworth on for his first shift of the night here for the Storm. As Aldworth had a chance on the forecheck there. It's kept in by Burry. Now Trevor Moore. Moore, shot deflected to Glukowski, came out of the zone. And now here's Des Moines with a big rush. And it was Elser who lost the puck at the blue line and came in onside. Daniel Elser would have had a golden opportunity, but he lost the puck near the blue line and he came in offside. Whistle with 9:42 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1-1 hockey game between the Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Faceoff between Jenkins and McMurphy. Faceoff won by Des Moines. Dumped in deep. Quale out of his net to play it. Eli May couldn't handle. Quale left it to nobody, really. It was turned over to Des Moines. And Eastman had a chance to bring it out. He couldn't shoot him and keeps it in at the left point. Down low McMurphy. McMurphy played it to Galt, who turned it to Foster. The turnover for the Storm. Foster wraps it around the far side. It's kept in by Schuneman again at the left point. Down low it goes. Elser, centering pass. It was blocked by Foster. Foster's got a chance. Try to go home run pass for Eastman. Eastman does deflect it in deep. And it's picked up now by Luke Shiplow on the far side. Kept in by McMurphy. McMurphy down low. Eastman. Eastman couldn't handle it. And Shiplow played it to the near side where Hrabowski keeps it in. Hrabowski trying to find Foster. He does. Foster on the left side. Down low McMurphy to the center. McMurphy got it poked off his stick. Schuneman plays it on the near side wall for Hrabowski. And Foster keeps it in. It's in the near side corner. Luke Shiplow has it for Des Moines now with space. Plays it all the way down. Should be an icing on Des Moines here. And 8:40 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We have an icing on Des Moines. 1-1 hockey game here in Kearney. Last time these two teams matched up was last Saturday night. They also played the week before that. Ryan McMurphy, the hero in that game with the game-winning goal. But last week, Des Moines got the win 4-1 over the Storm. So win the faceoff here, have possession. Cecil with a shot deflection over the net. Brian Ward down low. Ward gets free in the far side corner. Now the far side wall. Up top for Cecil. Cecil with a rolling puck, shoots it. Save. Christopoulos rebound in the crease. Moore jamming at it. It's still loose here. And finally, Christopoulos covers up. Good opportunity for the Storm. Trevor Moore was jamming away there on the left side of the crease. Original shot came from Garrett Cecil. And Cecil with a rolling puck with a good shot. Christopoulos had trouble with it. And then Trevor Moore was jamming away for a second. Good job by Des Moines' defense in front of Christopoulos, keeping that puck out of the net. 8:21 remaining in the first. Storm out shooting Des Moines 10-5 early on here. It's a 1-1 game. Faceoff 1 to Linnell. Backhand shot save made. Ooh, Christopoulos got that one. He was not in a good position, but he was able to make the save. And Des Moines has the puck around the far side. It's still in their zone. It's brought up by Yuchin. Banks it to neutral ice. Cecil turns it right back over here for the Storm. It's moved in by Volton, but taken off by Lesperance. Now Cecil has it on the far side to Linnell, who chips it in deep. And it's moved down low for Des Moines by James Roll, the defenseman. On the near side, moved forward by Drew Callen out to neutral ice for Cutler Martin. Martin, a long aired-out pass, high up in the air, bouncing into the far side corner, right for Jared Linnell to pick up. Linnell, with it on the far side, lost it for Yuchin, but Linnell gets back to it as he was falling down, found Opperman. Opperman skirts it to the near side, where Lesperance comes into play. Lesperance was getting held up there, and he had two Des Moines players on him, but he got it to Linnell, who kept it in deep. Now Martinson around the far side. Up top, Glukowski couldn't keep it in. Here's a chance for Gambardella on the far side. Gambardella shoots and misses the net. And Gambardella, the passing lane wasn't there. He had a two-on-one opportunity as this puck goes into the Storm bench. And play stops. 7:12 remaining here in this Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We have a 1-1 game between the Storm and the Buccaneers right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Gambardella and McMurphy on the faceoff here at center ice. Faceoff won by the Buccaneers. Now it is Cockerell in his own end. Gambardella dumps it in deep. And Quale plays it to Eli May, who shovels it around the far side. Eastman ahead for McMurphy. McMurphy down the far side. Chips it in deep. Nice play there with Foster. Foster goes and gets it against Cockrell. Cockrell moves it around the far side. Nong Lambert takes a hit, moves it to McMurphy. McMurphy banks it off a Buccaneer helmet right to Foster. Foster on the near side now on the wall. Lost the puck to Cockrell. Cockrell banks it, a rolling puck all the way down. And it'll be Eli May who touches up for icing. 6:38 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We've got a tie game, 1-1, here between the Storm and the Buccaneers. Gambardella and Lesperance on the faceoff now. And it's won by the Storm. Cecere over to Maller. Maller shot it in, and Lesperance drops his man as Aldworth picks up the puck. Back to Lesperance. Lesperance trying to get a hold of it. And he backhands it over to Maller, taken away by Gambardella. Here's an odd man rush. Gambardella on the far side. Another shot. Quale with the glove save there. Justin Quale flashing some leather with 6:18 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers tied 1-1 here on the breeze. Having trouble finding your game? Try to battle Nebraska Lottery scratch games. There are so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You're sure to find your game and your fun. Stop by a Nebraska Lottery retailer to play today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. In the timeout here, Des Moines and Tri-City tied 1-1. Tri-City's goal scored by Trevor Moore, his 20th of the season. Moore from Vecchione and Johnny, the Rocket Roboski. As we have a faceoff coming up in the Storm end, the Des Moines goal was earlier on scored by Patrick Grasso. Grasso's third of the season on the power play from Gambardella and Danny Elser. Two penalties in this game on the Storm. Burry and Lesperance, each minor penalties earlier on. Buccaneers 1-for-2 on the power play. Off the faceoff, a shot from Shiplow went wide. And now Cecere on the near side over to Brian Ward. Ward, dangerous pass to Vecchione. And now Trevor Moore skates up the ice. Moore on the near side circle. Lost the puck into the corner. Schuneman takes a hit from Vecchione, and Vecchione takes the puck. Vecchione trying to get it down low for Moore. Swept onto the far side for Glukowski with a shot. Vecchione rebound loose, and he couldn't put it home. Vecchione had the whole left part of the net open, and he couldn't put it home. He must have had a bouncing puck there. I couldn't see. Now a shot from Ward. Handcuffs Christopoulos, and he finds it at the last second. Makes a glove save. Looked like it might have been going high. But, oh, Vecchione would love that chance back. He was on the near side, and it was a wide-open opportunity for Vecchione. I'm watching a replay now. Couldn't see if Christopoulos may have gotten a piece of that, but Vecchione might was handcuffed there, and he couldn't put it home. Big opportunity for the Storm. Wasted 5:42 remaining here in the first off the faceoff. Linnell had it. Couldn't get an opportunity out of it, though, and now Des Moines brings it forward, and Glukowski puts it back down low into the Des Moines end. Played on the near side by Martinson. Martinson backhands it out the neutral ice. Glukowski gloved it down and plays it with a backhand in deep. James Roll now behind the net. Roll with Opperman on him, and then Martinson takes it in the near side corner. Plays it forward for Jenkins. Jenkins moves, trying to get past Lesperance here. Neutral ice, he just dumps it in deep. Lesperance finishes his check there. Quale, almost with a dangerous play behind the net, plays it to Martin. And now Lesperance got taken off the puck. Linnell picks it up and try to find Opperman in a neutral ice. It's bouncing back to Des Moines. And the Buccaneers take a shot on Quale as they came into the zone. Storm have it now. It's Opperman on the far side. Opperman to Lesperance. And now Cutler Martin brings it in with a shot. Save made from Christopoulos. Rebound. Another chance in front from Cutler Martin. It's played down by Jack Jenkins of Des Moines. Martin now back on defense. And Des Moines has it neutral ice. Marnell trying to backhand it in deep. Storm stopped the first attempt. Here's another shot that was deflected wide. Shot there, a nice one, came from Erickson. And the Storm get it out of the zone. Here's a chance for McMurphy. McMurphy with the puck on the near side of the net. Shot, save, Christopoulos. Rebound loose. Eastman puts it over the net. Big opportunity for Eastman. Now a chance for Roboski with a shot. Save, Christopoulos with the right pad. Now another chance. Roboski takes a hit, puck out of the zone. Couple chances for the Storm. They're looking good here early on. Foster on the far side. Foster makes one move to the net. Shot save made with a blocker by Christopoulos. And out of play it goes. Tri-City Storm. with a lot of shots on net. This is what they did 2 weeks ago. But what they struggled with last week, 2 weeks ago, the Storm won 6-5, and they got all kinds of shots on net. In fact, they had 53 of them. Last week, though, in Des Moines, it was a totally different story. Here tonight, 16 shots already for Tri-City ahead of Des Moines by 10. Des Moines just with 6. Faceoff was won by the Buccaneers. They got it out to neutral ice, and Roski puts it back in for Luke Shiplow, who clears it all the way down the ice. Icing is waved off as going back to get it was Maller. Maller just touches it up there for Roboski. Roboski, plenty of room for Vecchione. Now Vecchione to Trevor Moore. Moore in on side on the left side. On the near side wall, stops, trying to put it down low with a no-look pass. It was stopped by Des Moines, back out to neutral ice now as Trevor Moore plays it to Roboski. Cecere trying to get it to Ward. It deflected off of Ward and in deep in the Des Moines end off of Shiplow. Ward blocks a clearing attempt, and now it's moved up the far side wall. Cecere with a shot, and it missed the net wide. Rebound, Burry. Burry down low for Brian Ward. Ward on the near side circle leaves it for Vecchione. Up top for Cecere. Cecere, another shot, save made. And there is no rebound here as Christopoulos made the save and hung on. Storm are throwing all kinds of shots at the net. Cecere not shy at the point tonight. He's firing them in on net. And whenever Ward has been on the ice, he's been facilitating all kinds of shots. 3:09 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We got a tie game. Faceoff in the Des Moines end was won by the Buccaneers. Allworth going after it, though, and McMurphy with some pressure. Couldn't get control. It was Martinson who backhands it into neutral ice, rolling into the Storm end, and it's dumped in deep behind the net, played on the near side by Drew Callen. Callen in the near side corner takes a hit from Burry, and now it's Uchin who lost it. Burry overskated it for a second, and it's moved up by Burry. Tried to move it up. It was deflected over to Cecere. Now Aldworth. Aldworth through neutral ice. In onside. Ooh, they say that Foster was offside. I swear, Foster seems like every game he has a lot of beef with the officials, especially the linesmen. And he spends half the game arguing about whether he was offside. I think he just needs to learn to keep his back foot down a second longer, and he probably wouldn't have as many issues. 2:34 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. It's a 1-1 game between the Storm and the Buccaneers. Faceoff is won by Des Moines. Banked to neutral ice. Linnell dumps it in deep to the far side corner. Rolls to the backboards now. Opperman charging there. On the far side, Erickson moved up to Nong Lambert. And now here's the Buccaneers in neutral ice. Nice hit from Glukowski. Jar the puck free. And Linnell floats it over to Cutler Martin on the near side. Martin ahead for Lesperance. Lesperance pass way too far ahead of Opperman. And Erickson banks it deep into the Storm end, rolling back. Cutler Martin picks it up, takes a hit, moves it to Glukowski. Glukowski loses it, but gets it back for Lesperance. Here's Lesperance leading the rush with Opperman. Storm have four players up here. Lesperance back to Opperman on the right circle. Opperman goes down. Puck goes out of play. And that was a good idea for the Storm. They had a Cutler Martin defenseman not afraid to join the rush. Martin sees that opportunity, and he will go with it. And that's exactly what happened there. Four players on the rush for the Storm. But Lesperance got taken off the puck, and Opperman was handcuffed with it. 1:53 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1-1 the score here from the Viero Event Center on the Breeze. Faceoff is won by Des Moines. Shiplow plays it around the near side, and plenty of room for Galt to play it to Jenkins, who dumps it in deep. Eli May back behind the net, chips it over to Roboski. Roboski on the near side. Moves it forward. Trevor Moore kicks it for Ward. Ward lost it in the bench of the Storm, and we have a faceoff. 1:35 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 17-6, the shots on net right now in favor of the Tri-City Storm in a 1-1 game here at the Viero Event Center. Brian Ward and Jack Jenkins on the faceoff here, neutral ice just outside of the Storm end. Puck is dropped and won by the Storm. Roboski with it. Over to Eli May on the far side. Now Brian Ward through neutral ice. And it's Jenkins on the far side who dumps it in deep. Quale out of his net to stop it with his stick. Roboski goes in and gets it. Roboski on the backboards played it forward for Eli May. Kept in at the right point, though. Rolling back into the Storm end. Roboski with some trouble, but he's able to get it into the backboards. Now Brian Ward has it. Ward, cross-ice passer, Vecchione. Vecchione up the far side. Vecchione tried to chip it in deep. It's stuck in a couple skates here on the far side wall of the Des Moines end. Now it goes in deep, played by Shiplow with a backhand down low. Shiplow banks it off the wall. Up top, Sasir keeps it in. Back to Ward. Cross. Trevor Moore all day. Moore backhands in front. He passed it to Brian Ward, and they couldn't finish. Now here is Maller. Another shot saved by Christopoulos. Here's Ward on the near side. 37 seconds left in the period. Ward, center pass. Vecchione up top for Moore. Moore, okay, moves, and he shoots it wide. The Storm could not be playing more fancy hockey right now. Sasir keeps it in and dumps it in deep. There's 21 seconds left in this period. If I'm Josh Howji, I'm thinking about splitting up this line right now because they can do a lot offensively. But the last two possessions, all kinds of fancy moves. Here's Maller with a shot that rises over the net. 8 seconds left in the period. Foster down low in the corner. Foster loses it to Schuneman. Now Eastman comes in to play it, and that's it for the first period. Here, the Tri-City Storm tied 1-1 with Des Moines after one. And the Tri-City Storm, easily the better team in that period, out shooting Des Moines 18-6, and they were all over the place offensively. But they could not deposit more than one goal into the back of the net. And that's the issue right now. They're getting the shots, but they've got to look to really stop with the, I should say, the Tri-City Storm need to just start over. Play a much more simple game here for the second period, getting a little too fancy on the offense. And we'll recap the first and talk about the Storm's strengths and weaknesses here in the intermission report presented to you by Central Hydraulic here in a couple minutes on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Dot.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Here we go. Let's take it down south. Dial it. Now let's go worldwide with Bud Light. Here we go. Keep the party moving. Dial it. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
After one period here at the Viero Event Center, the Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers are tied 1-1 here in the Storm. Really had one of their best periods we've seen from them in quite some time. A Storm team here that comes into tonight shorthanded, only 10 forwards, but yet they outshoot the Buccaneers 18-6 in the first period. And really, without those two penalties, I would consider it almost a perfect period for Tri-City. And right now, we want to mention here the big competition going on the ice here to try to win this puff basketball set presented by Bud Light. Big-time battle here on the ice to try to win this hoop. Congratulations to the contestants who made it on the ice. But anyway, getting back to the Stadler Implement period recap, Tri-City Storm had almost a perfect period but they had two penalties on Richard Berry and Joel Esperance that allowed Des Moines those power play opportunities. Without those power play opportunities, Des Moines might have had less than six shots on net, and they do score on the power play, the second power play, which was Lesperance's interference penalty. Patrick Grasso's third goal of the season. Power play tally from Gambardella and Danny Elser at 6:38 of the first. And the Storm were able to respond just over 2 minutes later. Trevor Moore got a great pass from Vecchione. And here's the difference between Trevor Moore at 8:55 in the first period and Trevor Moore in the last 5 minutes of the first period. On that shot, he didn't have a ton of time, but he had a little time. So he readjusted himself, and he let off a quick wrist shot that was in the perfect spot to beat Chrysopoulos for his 20th goal of the season. Gets a pass from Vecchione, Johnny Roboski on the second assist at 8:55. But later in the period, Moore had more time to think about his opportunity. He had a lot more time, and really just he tried to make about 14 dekes and then went down low on the goal line, tried to pass it in front to Brian Ward. Trevor Moore was wide open on the inside part of the slot on the right circle, and he probably had about 3 to 4 seconds with the puck on his stick where he could have taken a shot, and he could have taken a great shot at that to try to put the Storm up 2-1 in the final minute of the first. And it's frustrating when you've got some of your best players playing together and they all want to be so unselfish. That to me, you got to be more simple. Trevor Moore, Brian Ward, Mike Vecchione, together, that line's got to be one of the top talented lines in the whole USHL. The Storm bring this line together here. This is the first time Trevor Moore's played with Vecchione. Trevor Moore's playing with Brian Ward, but never have the three of these guys played together. Well, here at the end of the season, it's working as far as the Storm getting some shots on net, and they're dominating the play, but talk about the scoreboard. This team, they could be ahead at this point in the game, and we'll see what Des Moines does here in the second. But if I'm the Storm, I'm worried about not getting your goals early on in the game when you have a chance to put your team in front. And after 20 minutes, the Storm tied 1-1 here with Des Moines, but they're out shooting the Buccaneers 18-6. And so that's why if you're the coaching staff, you're a bit worried. My team had such a great period. Now we have to put out that much more work and effort in the second period just to get ahead when we could have been ahead already in this one. Christopoulos, 17 saves on 18 shots. Quale saw just 6 shots, made 5 saves. The only goal he allowed was a one-timer to Grasso right in front of the net. Not much he could do. Grasso was wide open on that power play opportunity. And that is your Stadler Implement period recap here tonight in the first period. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, and we'll come back with the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update and the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Trivia question of the night, all coming up on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our 5 new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on The Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair located on the web at centralhydraulic.com here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers tied 1-1 here on the Breeze. And it's been a very good start to this game for the Tri-City Storm. Not something you always see from this team coming out really and dominating early on, but not on the scoreboard as we are tied 1-1. We take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. In the USHL right now, all eight playoff teams, four in each conference, have been decided. There is no team that hasn't at least clinched a spot. Now, all the spots are not determined as teams are playing for seeding right now, but that is all they are playing for at this point with three games left to go. And we talked about this a little bit, the league changing the schedule from 60 games to 64 games this season. The rumor is that it will be back to 60 next year. And in the event that it is back to 60, you might see some more races down to the wire. These extra four games have allowed some separation between these teams, and that is what we have seen here in the USHL. Out-of-town scoreboard update is presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. Team USA and Indiana Ice tied 2-2 at the beginning of the third period in Indiana. Both teams there not making the playoffs. Indiana looking forward to next season. Team USA is in last in the Eastern Conference. They're tied 2-2 at the beginning of the third. Muskegon on top of Green Bay 3-1. That's an interesting series. Those two teams figure to be the 2 and the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. Last night, Green Bay had a come-from-behind win. And here, Muskegon is ahead 3-1 after two periods of play. Sioux Falls is ahead of Fargo 3-1 after one period of play. And again, this Sioux City is ahead of Fargo 3-1 at the end of one. And Sioux City has just been unbelievable the last couple weeks. They are now 12-6 in their last 18 games. And they are, honestly, in my opinion, one of the best teams in the Western Conference. They're not going to make the playoffs because they had such a dismal start. But their second half of the season has maybe been the best out of any team in the Western Conference, and now they have a 3-1 lead on Fargo, albeit they are at home here tonight, but a 3-1 lead on a Fargo Force team. Now, that said, Fargo not out of it either. Last night, Fargo trailed Sioux Falls 4-1. They score six consecutive goals to win 7-4 in that one, so Fargo not out of this one by any stretch. It's after one period right now. Sioux City ahead 3-1 at home against Fargo. Youngstown and Chicago tied 1-1. At the end of the first period in Chicago, 4 minutes left in the first in that one. After one period of play in Waterloo, it's the Blackhawks 2, Cedar Rapids Rough Riders 1. In the Cowbell Cup game, that actually doesn't matter. Dubuque clinched the Cowbell Cup and the Anderson Cup last night. Also, last night, a cup that was clinched was the Good Life Cup. And Lincoln won the Good Life Cup last night, defeating Omaha. Tonight, they are tied 1-1, the Lancers and Stars. Lancers are missing the playoffs this season for the first time in 23 seasons. They had a 23-year playoff streak that was snapped last night when they lost to Lincoln. And Lincoln and Waterloo are the last two teams that clinch in the Western Conference. Sioux Falls has a 2-1 lead over the Dubuque Fighting Saints in Sioux Falls after one period of play. Interesting, we still have some games that are late in the season, but they're between teams that are out of the conference. Sioux Falls in the west, Dubuque in the east, and the Stampede ahead of the Fighting Saints, 2-1 after one period of play. Well, it's time to get to our Valentino's Grand Italian trivia question of the night. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet, we've got something for everyone, home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. And last night, we asked you what Ryan McMurphy's real first name is. Correct answer to that one was Craig McMurphy, and we had a winner for our free Valentine's buffet. Valentino's buffet, I should say. And now we will ask you another question here tonight. If you get the answer and you can tweet it at us, at TriCityStorm is our Twitter handle, you will be entered to win a Valentino's buffet, courtesy of Valentino's, for free. Question tonight is, Tanner Creel, who's been a goaltender here for the Storm, down the stretch for Tri-City. He came in emergency status. He's been able to play in a couple different games. He's had three starts for the Storm. He's committed to Army, but our question for you here tonight is, what team did Tanner Creel play for before joining the Storm this season? And that is the question here tonight. Tanner Creel played, I'll give you a hint, it was not in the USHL, it was in a different league. Creel played a full season, actually won a title with his team before coming to Kearney to play for the Storm here at the end of the season with Johan Mattsson being down for an injury. If you know the answer, you can tweet it at us. At Tri-City Storm is our Twitter handle. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook, our YouTube page, youtube.com/TCStormVision. Should be some great things on the YouTube page late in the season that would be great videos for you fans to check out on the YouTube page. You can also follow us on Instagram, Tri-City Storm on the Instagram. That's new this year that we've been getting some pictures on Instagram, some nice shots of the team, both in the community and on the ice. So definitely, Storm, check us out on social media. We've been very active using social media. And we are going to take a break and come back in the second period to get things started. We have a 1-1 score here at the Viero Event Center between the Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers. We'll get back to the second period and back to action just a few moments on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Storm fans, you can now bring the exciting action of Storm hockey to Tri-City Area Charities and nonprofit organizations. To participate, donate unused or pre-purchased tickets to the Viero Event Center box office. The Storm then match your donation to maximize your generosity. All donated tickets will be distributed to various nonprofit organizations and charities so those who may not otherwise have an opportunity can witness the thrill that is Storm hockey. Find out more about Storm tickets for charity. Visit stormhockey.com or call the box office 308-338-8011.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Time to get the sticks and skates back out on the ice. Time now for the second period of Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers here at the Viero Event Center in the penultimate game of the season in Kearney. Tri-City Storm have a home-and-home next weekend with the Lincoln Stars, and that will be it for the 2012-2013 season. All 64 games will be in the books at almost in about 1 week from now. It'll be the last night. Last game in Kearney, by the way, should be a great event. It'll be fan appreciation night here at Kearney, and really a lot to do here at Kearney for some of the great fans that have been out here game in and game out cheering on this Tri-City Storm team. Storm are eliminated from playoff contention at this point and will not make the postseason, but there are a lot of fans here who've been here night in and night out, spent a lot of their time on the weekends here at the Viero Event Center, and Storm obviously want to honor them and thank them for their commitment to this team over a long 64-game season, especially the season ticket holders who the Storm got a chance to thank this past week. And the Storm are back on the ice now. Switching sides, they'll go from left to right on your radio dial. Des Moines Buccaneers going from right to left. Storm in their purple uniforms tonight with the black helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back, and Des Moines in their white uniforms. As I said, going from right to left now for the second period. Tri-City at this point really looking for some positives to end the season on. Some late season goals. Some of their forwards, especially the guys who score, those guys are looking for some all-time milestones, trying to climb up the record books here for the Tri-City Storm. And there, I'm sure there will be some other goals that Josh Houndy has set forth for this team in the past couple games. One of the goals for next weekend, the Storm have not beaten Lincoln yet. They're 0-4-3 against Lincoln this season. They'll have two more chances to do it next week. And Lincoln right now is competing for playoff spot. They're still trying to get home ice. As Lincoln in third place, they want to try to catch up to Fargo and stay ahead of Waterloo. As we get ready for the second period here. Ward, Becchione, Moore, Roboski, and Maller on the ice. Grasso, Nong, Lambert, Gambardella, Roll, and Martinson for Des Moines. Here we go. Officials, by the way, Todd Lucina, Chad Stewart, and Scott Zingerman, linesmen. Faceoff won by the Storm. Have the puck here in onside Vecchione. Vecchione threw it to the center for Ward. Vecchione knocks it out of the air with his stick there. And it's played up top by Maller on the right point. Threw it to the center. Deflection by Moore went wide. Vecchione down low. Here's Ward. Ward behind the net. Ward looking up top. Saucer pass Maller. Maller cross ice for Roboski. Doesn't have a lot of time. Dumps it down low. Trevor Moore with it now. Moore tied up. Lost the puck to Gambardella. And now Nong Lambert has it in neutral ice. Played on the far side for Roboski. And Johnny Roboski plays it on the near side for Tri-City in their own end. Cross-ice pass for Maller, who leaves it for Trevor Moore. Moore ahead for Brian Ward. Ward in on side. Deflection off of Des Moines' skate. Gets pushed to the near side wall, and Buccaneers have room to clear. Cockerell in neutral ice. Lost it to Ward. Now here comes Linnell with Opperman on the ice. Opperman with it on the right circle. Takes a quick shot, and that one was saved, but a big rebound was left by the goaltender there, Christopoulos. Big hit there by Lesperance as well. As the puck comes in deep, Linnell keeps it in for Opperman. Opperman holding. Backhanded pass stolen away. Good read there by Ryan Gault. On the near side, it's dumped in by Marnell. Cecere has it. Cecere lofts it over to Linnell. Linnell turns it for Opperman, who's got room. Opperman in onside. Wrist shot deflected and stopped there by Studeman. Opperman seems like he's playing at half speed here. A couple shots that he's had a chance for. Instead of being very intense and going right after it, he's kind of just been going through the motions a little bit. See if the Storm can get him more involved. As Cutler Martin has it on the far side. Martin shakes off a hit. Has the puck now. Minute into the second period. Storm tied 1-1 with Des Moines. Burry ahead for Linnell. Cross-ice pass. Went ahead and all the way down to the Des Moines end. Icing is waved off. Played by Luke Shiplow behind the net. Eastman coming in to try to forecheck. Giving him some pressure. But now Wemmenborn on the far side. Wemmenborn in onside. Got past Cutler Martin, went in deep. Wemmenborn with McMurphy on him. Played it to Elser, took a hit from Martin, and now McMurphy's got it on the far side. McMurphy back to neutral ice, and the puck's broken up there. Glukowski brings it in, and Stormer offside. Glukowski never got in onside, and then he lost his balance after the play ended. 18-21 remaining in the second period. Tri-City and Des Moines tied 1-1 here. Storm out shooting Des Moines 19-6 on the scoreboard. As the faceoff in neutral ice just outside of the Des Moines end, right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Officials discussing the clock now with the official scorers. Want to roll some seconds off of it. They just started the clock. And it continues to go. Now it stops at 18:06. So 18:06 remains. I guess they had made a mistake with the clock. Now Eli May banks it in deep. Now on the near side, it's Eastman. Eastman leaves it there for Foster. Eli May chipped in to get it. Puck came out to Uchin. Uchin made a pass to neutral ice. Eli May went through for a hit there. And now it's Volton who comes in. Volton looked like he was going to come in, but he actually stopped and retreated And now it's Roll who dumps it into the far side corner. Roboski plays his man Drew Callen there, and a penalty will be whistled to Johnny Roboski. Might be a holding or an interference there. Des Moines with it, and they have the extra attacker now. It's Roll. Cross-eyes to Martinson with a shot. It's blocked by May. Puck comes out of the zone. Des Moines still with the puck. It hit Eastman, and Eastman able to touch up for the whistle here. 17-18 remaining. And after the play, Eastman pushes and shoves with Roll. Holding call on Roboski. Third Storm penalty of the night. The Storm have yet to see a power play here tonight. And Roboski will be in the box for 2 minutes. Des Moines 1-for-2 on the power play thus far. And now an offensive zone faceoff with a man advantage here for the Buccaneers. Faceoff to the right of Quale. Faceoff's won by Des Moines. Grasso, who has the only goal for the Buccaneers, plays it up top for Cockerell. Back to Grasso in the left circle. Grasso up top for Cockerell. Cockerell fakes on a shot. Cross-ice pass for Martinson. Martinson on the right point. Back to the center. Now to the right circle for Elser. Down low for Gambardella. Up top, Martinson. Now a shot from Cockerell. Save made. And by Quale, rebound was thrown to the center, and it was knocked away by the Storm. Now Brian Ward for Vecchione. Vecchione through neutral ice. They've got a rush. Vecchione on the far side. Shorthanded rush. Ward. Sands in front. And oh my goodness, Cecier had a great chance on a tip-in, and it just went wide. Cecier was open on the back door. Great shorthanded look for Tri-City there. Brian Ward and Vecchione, of course, there. Vecchione drops a Des Moines player as he went to the bench, and now the Storm break up the Des Moines rush as they moved in onside. It's back out to neutral ice. Gambardella sees some shoves on the far side. Linnell just dumps it in deep to the Des Moines end. And Christopoulos plays it behind the net for Martinson. Under a minute remaining in the Des Moines power play. Roboski in the box for holding. Puck is deflected out of play as it went through neutral ice. And they move the faceoff in deep to the Des Moines end. Storm get a break here. Get the offensive zone faceoff as they're shorthanded for 52 more seconds. 16:09 remaining in the second. 1-1 score here at the Viero Event Center. McMurphy is going against Wemmenborn. Wemmenborn able to win the faceoff. Des Moines with the puck now behind their own net. Moved up to Wemmenborn in neutral ice. He's in onside, dumps it in deep. Going to get it is Glukowski and Linnell for the Storm. It played around the far side. Schuneman keeps it in. Cross-ice pass for Erickson. Takes a shot. Deflection in front. Never got all the way through. Rebounds poked up top. Kept in by Des Moines. Now a loose puck. Burry had it. And it's loose again. Burry gets it back. Plays it to neutral ice. Good clear for the Storm. They were having some trouble there. It's back in onside for Wemmenborn. Wemmenborn. Cross-ice pass. Trailers. Nong-Lambert. Centering pass. Deflected. And put it into the far side wall. Now Des Moines again to the center. And losing the puck off his stick was Adams. Now Adams gets it back. Seth Adams on the near side. Centering pass deflected up top by Linnell. Erickson keeps it in, but we're back at even strength. Puck comes out of the zone, and Erickson banks it off Wemmenborn's helmet. Icing was delayed, and now Foster picks it up, but loses it neutral ice. Here comes Ryan Gault. Gault in onside. A shot. Save Quale. Rebounds loose, and it's deflected up top and stays in play. And now a collision to neutral ice as Ward brought it forward. It rolled too far ahead of him to Nong-Lambert. A little bit of a broken play there in neutral ice. Team's going back and forth. Jenkins in onside with a rush on the near side. Centering pass. Big save. Quale got the pad down there. Now Glukowski tried to find Trevor Moore. Moore couldn't control it but tipped it in deep. As it's deep now, Trevor Moore leaves it for Foster. Moves it to the near side wall. Foster gets run into the glass, but Ward picked it up for a second. Now it's Jenkins who carries it out. Jenkins gets past Trevor Moore, who fell down. Jenkins in onside. Leaves it for Gault. Back to Jenkins. Couldn't get a hold of it. Eli May overskated it, and Jenkins has it back now in the far side corner. Up top for Martinson on the right point. Martinson flips it in, and the Storm batted out. It's Cutler Martin who batted it out to neutral ice. And now here comes Tri-City. It's Vecchione. Came in onside. Eli May kept it in, but now it's deflected out. Cutler Martin picks it up on the far side. Martin in onside. Loses it, and Des Moines will be called for a penalty. Martin got taken off the puck, and the Tri-City Storm will be going on their first Century 21 power play of the night. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Kneeing call, and that's why it wasn't an obvious call. You can never tell. Those kneeing penalties are a little bit more subtle. But Cutler Martin draws the penalty. Des Moines will be shorthanded for the next 2 minutes. Tri-City Storm with their first power play of the night. And the Storm this season have been good on the power play. 20.7% conversion rate, third in the USHL. Des Moines on the penalty kill is 13th in the league, 79.9%. Storm of the offensive faceoff to Christopoulos' right. Joel Lesperance against Seth Adams on the draw to start the power play. Lesperance wins it to Linnell. Up top, kept in nicely by Vecchione. His cross-size pass deflected. Here's an opportunity for Des Moines. Vecchione steals it and keeps it in. Here's Linnell on the near side. Linnell, cross back over to Vecchione. He settles it down. Vecchione, cross-size to Linnell on the right circle. Up top for Cecere. Cecere back to Linnell. Chance down low for Trevor Moore. Moore turns and goes behind the net. Moore trying to get past Schuneman. And goes into the far side corner, kicks it ahead for Vecchione. Now Cecere, one-timer, glove save by Christopoulos. Oh, what a good chance for the Storm. Cecere rocketed that one-timer all the way through, and Christopoulos got the left glove hand up top in time to stop that one. 1:31 remaining in the penalty, which went to Ryan Gault for kneeing. 13:24 left in the second period, tied at one. Faceoff still in the offensive zone for Tri-City. Linnell brings it up to Cecere, who keeps it in, and now Cecere has it. Cross-size pass for Vecchione on the left point. Down low, it's Trevor Moore on the right circle. Moore holding, back up top to Cecere. Gets it back to Moore. Moore at the right point now. Wrist shot, never got all the way through. Lesperance is in front as a screen. Now it's Trevor Moore with a lot of room. Slap shot, save made by by Christopoulos with the left pad, and Nong Lambert carries it out and dumps it in deep. 1:02 remaining in the Century 21 power play. Cecere starts forward. Vecchione on the near side. Vecchione to the red line. Wraps it around the board to the far side now. And it's moved in the skates of Trevor Moore. And now it's slapped all the way down by Adams. Quale out of his net to play it. Quale holding. And he leaves it for Glukowski. Glukowski starts forward now. Finds Eastman. Eastman is in onside. And it got pass got deflected, but Eastman picks it back up on the right circle. Down low. Chance for Foster up top for Brian Ward. Azan. Ward leaves it for Foster. Foster cross-size pass. Chance in front. Ward was there on the backdoor. Pass got deflected away. And now Foster's got it on the near side. Try to get it back to Ward. Almost took it away. Now Ward cross-size to Opperman. And Opperman puts it up to Glukowski. And it's taken away. Now Glukowski almost took his man down there. Gambardella. Glukowski all over him. No call coming. Gambardella upset about it. And now Opperman will take it the other way. 5 seconds of the power play. Ward in onside. We're back at even strength. Ward trying to leave it there for Opperman. And here comes Des Moines. They got an odd man rush. Marnell with a chance in front. Quale was out of his net. And Hrabowski saves the day by blocking the play and taking the puck away. Opperman now gets it in deep. 11:35 remains here in the second. Storm 0-1 on the Century 21 power play. Des Moines ahead, in onside, Erickson dumps it in deep. And going back to get it is Maller. Maller in the corner there. And Hrabowski behind the net plays it forward. Here's Thomas Aldworth. Aldworth with some speed. Gets around one man, and he gets held up for a second there. No call coming. It's dumped back in by McMurphy. And it'll be picked up by Erickson behind his own net. McMurphy in there for the forecheck, but it's played to Gault, and now Elser in neutral ice. Elser in onside. And he moves around Cecere, gets the puck in the corner. Elser takes a hit. Puck's trying to be dug out here. Aldworth is there. Aldworth lost it, though. It's Shiplow. Lot of room. Takes a shot. Quale makes the save. And it's a delayed penalty on Tri-City now. 10:43 remaining. And it's a cross-checking call. It's going to be on Aldworth. Aldworth, penalty for cross-checking. 10:41 remaining here in the second period. Oh, checking from behind. Checking from behind the call here. 10:41 remaining in the second period. Storm tied 1-1 with the Buccaneers. as the Storm go back now shorthanded, face off won by Des Moines. They have the power play, trying to take the lead here. We're tied 1-1. Gambardella down low. Leaves it in the far side corner to Elser. Up top for Luke Shiplow, who just had a big chance. Shiplow now to Schuneman. Schuneman fakes on a shot, gets it to Elser. Down low again. Chance in front. Gambardella was there. Pass was blocked by Martin. Swings it around and out. Nice job by Cutler. Martin blocks the pass and then gets it out of the zone. 30 seconds gone by in the power play. Des Moines up the ice quickly on the far side. Pass was stolen away by Linnell, and he clears it back to the Des Moines blue line where Schuneman will start forward. Schuneman in onside, dumps it in deep. Klukowski plays it on the backboards around to the far side. Up top, Shiplow on the right point holds in. Gets it back for Grasso. Patrick Grasso got the only Des Moines goal of the game here for the Buccaneers in the corner. Grasso on the far side. Down low for Gambardella. 1 minute remaining on the power play. Fine, Schuneman shot, save, Quale. Oh, we had a big chance for Schuneman. He snuck down low. No Storm players saw it coming. He snuck down low to the bottom of the circle, and he had a point-blank chance on Quale. And Quale, not the most conventional save you'll see from the goaltender, as he came out on Schuneman, staying back in his net. He cut off the angle, which is what a goaltender's supposed to do. But then he was out of position, able to hold on to the puck, though. Now a chance for Des Moines. Cockerell with a shot that's gloved by Quale. And Cockerell getting some power play time here for Des Moines. Quale making some good saves here. He hasn't been tested a whole lot, but when the puck's been near him, he's made good plays. 9:30 remaining in the second. Tied 1-1. Des Moines with 45 more seconds on the power play. They have the puck on the far side. Wemmenborn to Nong Lambert. Back to Wemmenborn on the far side. Holding. Download to Nong Lambert on the goal line. Deflection in on Quale. Makes the save. Rebound. Another save for Quale. Now a chance in front, and it's deflected out of the zone. Justin Quale, the best penalty killer right now for the Storm, is their goaltender. Down low, Martinson up top for Wemmenborn. Wemmenborn in on the far side. 20 seconds left in the man advantage. Martinson holding. Back to Wemmenborn. Down low it goes. Nong Lambert with some space. Got deflected into the corner by Eli May. Now on the far side. Up top, Martinson with a shot. Blocked by Foster. Now Trevor Moore banked it off a player in front, and Foster slaps it down the ice. Final seconds tick off. Aldworth out of the box. Storm back at full strength. 8:37 remaining here in the second. Martinson ahead for Cockerell in onside on the right side. Cockerell throws it behind the net. Now on the near side wall, played by Volton. And it's chipped forward. Cockerell with a chance, shoots and scores. Garrett Cockerell from his knees puts it home. It's a 2-1 Des Moines lead. What a great play from Garrett Cockerell. Des Moines had their chances on the power play, but didn't get many shots on net. That time, a broken play in the Storm end allows Cockerell to get in at the high slot and put a shot past Justin Quale. On the replay here, Cockerell from the inside of the left circle just beat Quale cleanly there. Good-looking shot from the Northeastern University commit there as it's dumped in. Assist goes to Luke Volton. It's a 2-1 lead for Des Moines. Storm have the puck now. It's a Sear. Ahead for Vecchione. Vecchione in onside. Centering pass. Ward shoots, and it's deflected out. Oh, Brian Ward, when he gets one of those opportunities, he doesn't usually miss. And that time he may have held onto it for one moment too long, allowing the defenseman to catch up and deflect the puck out of play. 8 minutes remaining in the second. Storm are trailing 2-1. And they had such a positive first 20 minutes, but they have a 2-1 deficit to overcome here. Ward, Vecchione, and Moore on the ice. Ward against Gambardella on the faceoff. Gambardella wins it, but the Storm trying to take the possession back. It's kept in by Burry on the right point. Now it's Trevor Moore. Centering pass. Ward swung and missed, but Glukowski has it for a shot. Save made. Rebound loose. Vecchione with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose again. Trevor Moore banks one off the side of the net. Now Brian Ward's got it. Ward on the backboards. Shiplow on him. Ward, that's taken down. Penalty called. Des Moines with a penalty probably for tripping here as Ward got taken down. Yes, tripping the call. 7:33 remaining here in the second period. Tri-City trailing 2-1, but on the Century 21 power play as Ward went down. That line making something happen here. Ward stays on the ice with the second power play unit. It's Ward, Eastman, Opperman, Foster, and Gulkowski. This part of the power play unit got to create something here. Opperman on the faceoff to the right of the Des Moines goaltender, and the Storm win it. Gulkowski over to Opperman. Back to Gulkowski at the top of the zone. Over to Ward on the right circle. Ward down low. Finds Foster. Foster back to Ward. Ward on the right circle. Down low. Misconnected with Foster, but he gets it off the bounce from the boards. Foster up top for Gulkowski. Takes a shot. Deflection in front. Save made by Christopoulos. And after the play, Roll and Eastman pushing and shoving each other on the back of the net. Pushing and shoving from Eastman and Roll leads to penalties for both of them. We should see offsetting calls here as both are in the box, most likely for delay of game or roughing after the whistle. 1:40 remaining in the penalty to Luke Shiplow for tripping. 7:12 remaining in the second period. Tri-City trailing 2-1. Ward on the faceoff with Burry and Foster at his wings. Opperman and Gulkowski up top. We'll see if the Storm will like to go with the Richard Burry as a screen in front of the net here. And now Burry will talk things over with Opperman. Opperman, who is bilingual but does not know Slovakian, as Burry, a guy who comes over from Slovakia, and we see penalty. It's a 5-on-3 call. They give the penalties. I don't know what's going on here. And it's going to be Eastman is in the box. And a 5-minute misconduct. So two penalties on one player is what they say. Storm with a 5-on-3 now. Gulkowski for Opperman. Back to Gulkowski. Gulkowski to Brian Ward. Ward at the right circle. Back to Gulkowski at the center. Takes a shot and scores. Nolan Gulkowski ties the game. 7 minutes remaining in the second. The Storm wastes no time converting on the 5-on-3 opportunity. Brian Ward continues the point streak. Getting the pass to Nolan Gulkowski. Gulkowski, who has not scored in some time here, picks up what I believe will be his 7th goal of the season. That is, if it did not get deflected, which I did not think it did get deflected, as Ward makes the pass from the top of the circle to Gulkowski, and that shot, tough to see from that angle on the replay, but it is a goal for the Tri-City Storm. And the score is tied at 2, but now a turnover for the Storm has Jenkins in with a rush, taken off by Sasir, and now Vecchione with it. Tri-City with a power play for 1:35 more. Vecchione in onside, dumps it in deep. Around the back, Cockrell, who had the second goal for Des Moines, played it, Linnell cut it off, and now it's out of the zone. Sasir goes back to get it for Tri-City. Sasir for L'Esperance. L'Esperance at the red line, lost it to Erickson. Glove down by Vecchione. Vecchione ahead. Vecchione moves in onside. Lost the puck, though. Sasir on the near side. Back to Vecchione. Lost it to Nong Lambert. And now Tri-City with it. 1 minute left in the man advantage. Moore on the right circle. Moore centering pass. Vecchione shoots, deflection wide. Sasir is there for the rebound. Sasir to Trevor Moore on the near side. Moore back to Sasir. Sasir winds up. Shot and a save made by Christopoulos. L'Esperance looking for a deflection in front. Had a good positioning there and had his stick at the right angle as well, just missed it. And a good screen, at the very least, set by L'Esperance in front of Christopoulos. Christopoulos makes the save, hangs on. 5:58 remaining in the second period. It's a 2-2 game. 46 seconds left in the Des Moines penalty. Storm with a Century 21 power play. They win the faceoff. Lukowski with another shot save made, this time by Christopoulos. Lukowski scores his 7th of the season. Assist goes to Brian Ward. 15 consecutive games with a point for Ward. 26 out of his last 27 as well with a point. Goal scored exactly at 13 minutes of the second. Face off for for the Storm. This time Ward loses the faceoff, but it's kept in by Glukowski. Played up top and kept in by Opperman. Shot it in deep. Now around the near side. And it's Foster. Foster up top for Opperman. Leaves it for Glukowski. Glukowski plays it to Ward on the near side. Ward looking. Ward down low. Opperman had the chance, and he shot it over the net. Now a Storm player. Foster goes down. No call coming. Should have played it up top, but kept in by Opperman. Got it with the glove. Now it's Foster down low. Foster comes out in front. Trying to find Burry there. Burry was too busy trying to wrestle with a Des Moines player to get that puck. And now the final seconds of the power play. Opperman in onside. Opperman on the far side. Dumps it in to the near side now. Foster is there first, try to play it down low for Ward, but Des Moines has it and fires it out of the zone. Played by Eli May. May takes a hit and loses the puck. Nong Lambert plays it to Gambardella. Gambardella just throws one in on Qualley, who makes the save. And a stoppage in play, 4:54 remaining in the second period. Just to clarify those last couple penalties, we had Shiplow go for tripping, and then Eastman went for roughing, but James Roll gets a four-minute double minor for that roughing penalty. Eastman just had a two-minute penalty. That was the difference, and that was the five-on-three. The officials decided Roll was the aggressor in the roughing. And a shot from Erickson, blocked by McMurphy. Rebound picked up by Eli May as we restart play. And back out to neutral ice it goes for Erickson for Des Moines. Erickson dumps it in deep off the backboard, picked up by Cutler Martin. Martin on the near side found Allworth, who tried to get it out, but it was kept in. Shot save Qualley. And now here's Allworth with the puck in transition. He's got some wheels down the far side. Allworth on the far side trying to find McMurphy in front. Deflected away from McMurphy. Gambardella tried to go with it. And now he brings it to neutralize it. Deflects off McMurphy's stick into the Storm end. Qualley out to play it on the far side for Linnell. Linnell has space and will play it forward. Not far enough, though, for McMurphy. Turned over to Gault. Gault in onside. Jenkins with a trailer on Lambert. Shot. Save Qualley with a blocker. What a save from Qualley. Got a piece of it at the last second. Now down low, it's Linnell. Linnell in the corner. And Linnell, nice move as he took a hit to McMurphy. Here's Allworth. Allworth just dumps it in right on the goaltender, Christopoulos. And it's Cockrell who plays it for Des Moines. Cockrell leaves it for Luke Shiplow, who banks it off the near side wall. Into the Storm end for Marnell. Down low, Jenkins in the corner. Jenkins cycling. And it's moved down low, moved on to the near side now for Gault. Gault back to Jenkins. Jenkins takes a hit from Maller. And it's moved. Jenkins goes down. Maller brings it forward. Here's Dylan Maller for the Storm. Maller in onside. Finds Trevor Moore. Lost it there. And now it's Shiplow who backhands it out of play. Stopping the clock with 3:13 remaining here in the second period. We get a media timeout here. Officials, I think, are going to stop the media timeout. Officials do not want that media timeout. So they're going to try to get the play going here. Just over 3 minutes remaining in the second period. Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers tied 2-2 here on the Breeze. Faceoff is to the right of the goaltender for Des Moines. Won by the Storm. Burry with a shot that went wide. Rebound on the near side, Opperman. Opperman down low for L'Espérance. L'Espérance on the near side. Joel L'Espérance up to Linnell. Nice little move. Puts it in front. Went wide. Opperman backhander in front of the crease. Taken away by Cockerill. And it's banked off the far side. Down the ice. Burry goes and gets it. Richard Burry behind the net. Burry on the near side. Ahead for Opperman. Opperman in onside. And he loses the puck. Under 3 minutes to go in the second period. 2-2 game here at the Vieira Event Center. Wemmenborn to the far side. Adams dumps it in deep. And Glukowski goes and gets it on the backboards. Glukowski takes the hit, keeps the puck, moves it forward for Opperman. Opperman with plenty of space to skate to neutral ice. And he dumps it in. Not deep, though. Schuterman gloved it down. Try to find Elser. And it goes all the way down. Icing is whistled on Des Moines. L'Espérance touches that one up. Nice positioning from L'Espérance as the Storm defense there was struggling. As in transition, they couldn't get it in deep. And Des Moines had an opportunity, but it went all the way down for icing. 2:13 remains in the second period. 2-2 the score. Faceoff is to the right of Christopoulos. Won by the Storm. Trevor Moore with it. Backhands it on the goaltender. Easy save for Christopoulos. Played around the far side out of the zone. Trevor Moore has it neutralized. Moore just dumps it off the far side boards. Deep to Schuneman. Schuneman for Des Moines. Plays it on the near side. Deflected by Elser into the Storm bench. And out of play. 1:55 remains here in the second period. Tri-City Storm tied 2-2. With the Buccaneers. Goals for the Storm scored by Trevor Moore and Nolan Glukowski. Moore's 20th, Glukowski's 7th. Faceoff in the Des Moines end, won by the Buccaneers, played around the far side, and it's banked out to neutral ice, where Hrabowski will skate it back in the Storm end now. Hrabowski makes one move, finds Trevor Moore. Nice little touch pass to Vecchione. Vecchione down the right side, moves in onside. Vecchione to the center, deflection on the stick of Eli May, throws one high of the net, picked back up by Vecchione. Down low, Trevor Moore. Moore on the goal line, trying to center. It was blocked by Roll, and Volton played it, but now Vecchione banked it off the back of the net, trying to get it to Ward there. Nice job by Trevor Moore to seal off Roll. Ward comes diving in and gets possession. Back to Trevor Moore. Moore on the near side wall, and they lose it there. Vecchione, nice hit on Galt. And now it's picked up by Uchin. Ward steals it. Ward to the center. Backhand shot save made by Christopoulos. Nice positioning for Ward and a nice shot as well. Vecchione keeps it in deep. Final minute of play in the second. Tied 2-2. Banked and kept in by Vecchione. But now here comes Luke Volton. Volton on the near side. In onside. And stopped by Cecere. McMurphy picks it up. McMurphy's got room to skate. McMurphy to the red line. Past the red line. In onside. McMurphy to the center. Deflection. And the shot went just wide. Schuneman clears around the near side, kept in by Cecere. Backhands it deep into the zone. Schuneman with Foster on him. Gets by Foster. Nice hit by Eastman, though. And Nong Lambert starts it out the other way through neutral ice. Grasso trying to get past Burry. Cecere over to help. Great job by Cecere. And almost turned it over. Foster had it. And now Burry played it on the far side wall. 17 seconds left in the period. Des Moines keeping it in. Burry's got it in deep. And he loses it to Gambardella. Gambardella with possession now. 10 seconds left in the period. Gambardella on the near side wall. Gambardella holding. Backhand pass up to Cockrell. Last couple seconds, Gambardella with it for a final shot, and he gets blocked by McMurphy. And the end of the second period, we're still tied. 2-2 the score here at the Viero Event Center. A period that had some good moments for both sides, and it will be decided in the final 20 minutes here tonight in Kearney. We'll take a break. Come back with a Central Hydraulic and Emission Report on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Healthcare reform is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us. Count on us to guide you on the road ahead. To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us
to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's intermission on the ice. Tri-City Storm Hockey is back in action in just a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the booth with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers tied 2-2 here on the breeze after two periods of play as we are in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Score is tied 2-2. Both teams have scored one goal in each period thus far. Storm 1-for-4 on the power play. Des Moines 1-for-3 on the power play. It's kind of funny. The Storm did not have any power play opportunities until the second, but they ended up with 4 in the second as they had Gault, Callen, Shiplow, and Roll all take penalties for Des Moines. And the Storm converted on one of those opportunities. It was their second goal that tied the game. Nolan Glukowski from Brian Ward, 13 minutes into the second period. And that's where we have a 2-2 score right now. The first goal of the period was scored by Garrett Cockrell. Just before that, so really the goals have come in bunches. The first two in the first period scored within a 2.5 minute span between the 6.5 minute mark and the 9 minute mark. And then in the second period, Cockrell scores 11:39. Ward scores a minute and 21 seconds later to tie the game. So it's been two bunches for the goals, one for each team in either period. And we are tied 2-2 after two periods of play. A couple penalties for either side in the second. And the Storm capitalized on a power play in the second period. Christopoulos has made some good saves in net, 27 saves on 29 shots for the Des Moines goaltender. Quale for the Storm has not been tested as much, but he's also looked good, making 13 saves on 15 shots for the Storm goaltender Justin Quale. Through two periods, shots on goal is 29-15 in favor of the Tri-City Storm. And good-looking shots. Des Moines has the better positioning on their shots. Look at the shot chart. Des Moines down low in between the circles and in front of the net. The Storm with a lot more shots up top. And guys like Trevor Moore, Michael Vecchione, and Nolan Glukowski, along with Garrett Cecere, firing from the top of the circles. But the Storm out shooting Des Moines 29-15 after two periods in play. In the second period, the Storm outshot Des Moines 11-9. First period was a much wider margin, 18-6 was what the Storm had outshot Des Moines. And the two goals for Tri-City scored by Trevor Moore and Nolan Glukowski. Through two periods of play, we're tied 2-2. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. A lot more coming up here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll take a look at that out-of-town scoreboard update as well as the answer to the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question here tonight. If you still got time to get those tweets into us, here the question was, where did Tanner Creel play this season before he came to the Tri-City Storm, winning a title with his old team? Coming to the Storm and playing in a few games here. If you know the answer to tonight's Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question, tweet it at us. You can be considered for a free Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet in the coming weeks here as we have a couple coupons for you from Valentino's. Take a break here from Kearney and we'll come back with some more here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Everyone wants more. At Vieira Wireless, you get more. More minutes, more free numbers, more savings than the competition. Our most popular rate plan, the 1,000-minute My Group Shared plan, gives you up to 300 more minutes, 20 free calling numbers, and saves you money over the nearest competitive plan. Add an unlimited data package and nationwide messaging, and your monthly savings jump to $60. And if you're stuck in a contract, no worries. We'll help you pay your early termination fee when you switch. Get more with Vieira Wireless today. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
It's intermission on the ice. Tri-City Storm Hockey is back in action in just a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the booth with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers tied at 2 after 2 periods of play. Jared Schaffrin with you here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll take a look here at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Midway Auto, think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Scores here from around the USHL. Indiana defeated Team USA 3-2. That is a final. Muskegon defeats Green Bay 5-1. Sioux City on top of Fargo 3-2 after 2 periods of play. Musketeers looking good in front of their home fans ahead of the Fargo Force right now. Youngstown and Chicago are scoreless late in the second period in Chicago. Sioux Falls has a 4-3 lead on the new Anderson Cup champions, the Dubuque Fighting Saints. That game in Sioux Falls, long way for Dubuque to go for a one game in Sioux Falls, and they trail 4-3 after 2 periods. Waterloo is ahead of Cedar Rapids 4-1. The Blackhawks, the newly clinched in the playoffs, as they clinched their spot last night when Lincoln defeated Omaha. Lincoln and Omaha, by the way, go doing battle tonight. It's a whiteout in Omaha tonight. 2-2 is the score with 3 minutes left in the second period in that one as Lincoln has clinched a playoff spot. All 8 teams have been decided in the USHL postseason. And Lincoln and Waterloo, the last 2 teams to clinch. Tonight, Lincoln and Omaha tied 2-2 at the Ralston Arena. Here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, let's move to the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet answer to our trivia question here tonight. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet, we've got something for everyone. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Question tonight was, which team did Tanner Creel play for in, it ended up being the Eastern Junior Hockey League, as he was back on the East Coast, played in New Jersey for the New Jersey Hitmen, and they won the championship before coming here to the Tri-City Storm. No correct answers tonight on the Valentino's, so we're going to have to save all of our free buffet slips, coupons for the free buffet. We'll give them away next week. If you can get questions right next week, we'll give you a free buffet courtesy of Valentino's. Here, the Tri-City Storm tied 2-2 with the Des Moines Buccaneers. After 2 periods of play, we've got 20 minutes left of action coming your way from Kearney, as this will be the last meeting of the season between Tri-City and Des Moines. Storm looking to get out of the basement in the Western Conference. Could pick up 2 points and move back into 7th place here tonight. But both these teams eliminated from playoff contention. Playing for pride here in Kearney tonight. We got a 2-2 score after two periods. We'll take a break, come back with the third and final period here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Highland Park Lawn Company cares about the quality time you spend with your family and can make your lawn a healthier playground. With aeration and timed applications, you'll reduce annoying weeds and insects and have a thick, green lawn. Spend time in your yard, quality time, with the help of Highland Park Lawn Company, serving the area since 1977. HighlandParkLawn.com.
Highland Park Lawn Company.
Call 237-0680 or visit HighlandParkLawn.com.
I'm a pretty smart cookie, but tires, not my field of expertise. So I went online and I drove to tire stores all over town. Finally, I found Kearney Tire and Auto Service. They took the hassle out of buying tires. KTA has like 10 different brands to choose from, brands I've actually heard of. They asked me questions about how and where I drive. Turns out I need tires that fit my driving habits, not just my car. Kearney Tire and Auto Service stands behind their tires. Their nationwide warranty means 30,000 locations will too. Shop around, but before you buy, head to Kearney Tire and Auto Service or find them online at KearneyTire.com.
It's intermission on the ice. Tri-City Storm Hockey is back in action in just a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep, to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the storm. Conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Storm Hockey and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska are teaming up once again to fight cancer. The annual Jerseys for a Cause program presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is back. Storm by the Viero Wireless Guest Services tend at Storm home games and purchase a $1 jersey raffle ticket and help fight cancer. Each Storm game, one of the game-worn pink in the ring jerseys will be raffled off with the monthly proceeds going to an organization in the Tri-Cities. In the 2011-2012 season, the program generated over $10,000 for organizations. This year, the program will benefit the Tackle Cancer Fund, Buffalo County Relay for Life, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Grand Island St. Francis Hospital Cancer Center, the Good Samaritan Hospital Cancer Center, and the Mary Lanning Hospital Cancer Center in Hastings. So join the Storm and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska in an effort to fight cancer in our area. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, count on us to be there when you need us.
It's intermission on the ice. Tri-City Storm Hockey is back in action in just a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the booth with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
After 40 minutes, we're tied 2-2. We've got 20 minutes remaining in this one. From Kearney, the Tri-City Storm, and Des Moines Buccaneers coming at you on the breeze, the official home for Storm hockey all season. Tri-City Storm tied 2-2 here. And Storm have a shot on goal lead, 29-15. We want to mention that on the second Storm goal, it was scored by Nolan Gulkowski on the power play. Brian Ward, as well as Grant Opperman, pick up assists. Opperman quietly has been picking up a bunch of assists. He's now got 12 goals and 15 assists here this season. And Opperman does a lot of his work on the power play. He is almost a power play specialist for the Storm. Kind of doesn't do too much regular strength. He's not really a weakness on the ice, but he's been getting all of his scoring on the power play, and that's been huge for the Storm, as their power play has been third in the USHL for the large part of the second half of the season. And it's due in large part to Opperman's work around the net, and he plays the point, he plays down low, and he's been a really big asset for the Storm on the power play, as Nolan Gulkowski picked up that goal for the Storm. 2-2 game here, about to get the third period underway. This team's about to come on back onto the ice. And this series, Storm have had some exciting games with the Buccaneers, but they've prevailed in all but one. This is the sixth meeting of the teams. Storm have won four out of the first five meetings with this Des Moines team. And I feel like the Buccaneers, they got to be frustrated when they come here. because it seems like every time they take the on the Storm, it's a back and forth, really up and down game. But they've fallen short a few times by one goal. Interesting note here, the backup goaltender for Des Moines tonight is Nick Ellis. Ellis is on the bench tonight with a skater's helmet on. He's not wearing a goalie helmet, kind of random. He doesn't have a goalie helmet with him. So I'm not sure what he's doing on the Des Moines bench there, but teams are back out on the ice. I just noticed that for Ellis. Storm are going from right to left here for the final period. Des Moines going from left to right. John Roger's team, the Des Moines Buccaneers, short of the playoffs this season. Expectations in Des Moines were not as high as they were here in Kearney coming into the season. And I think next season, Des Moines will see some high expectations. And they expect to be relevant in the Western Conference, building their team up for next season, really telling their fans that next season is going to be their season. It's Tri-City right now is going to build their team as well for next season. Josh Howji looking forward to the draft already. A lot of preparations for the draft, which will be May 6th and 7th. Coming up in a month from today, it'll be the USHL draft. Storm win the faceoff to open the third period. Vecchione plays it award in onside. Try to go back to Vecchione. Turned over to Gambardella. Here comes transition play for the Buccaneers. Gambardella just dumps it in deep, though. And now on the near side, Patrick Grasso left it down low. Gambardella came in and got it. Ward takes him off the puck. Maller brings it for Trevor Moore. Trevor Moore through neutral ice in onside to the center for Vecchione. Vecchione taken down, lost an edge there. No call coming. Here comes Des Moines. It's James Roll in onside. Roll stopped as he got across the line, but he did get it deep. And Cecere will play for Tri-City. Banks it off the backboards to Richard Burry on the far side. Burry ahead for Opperman. And it's kept in by Des Moines at the top of the zone and dumped back down low. Burry against Jenkins here. Jenkins on the circle. Tried a centering pass, deflected. Rebound was loose, and Lesperance able to clear it out of the zone. Nice play by Joel Lesperance. It's dumped back in by Des Moines. 1 minute into the third period here. Cecere starts it forward, and it's Linnell. Linnell with a two-on-two here. Moves in onside, stops at the left circle, gets some help, goes down low for Lesperance. He swung it to Opperman behind the net. Opperman takes a hit from Cockrell, loses the puck to Jenkins. On the far side, it's Michael Marnell. Lost it to Linnell. Jared Linnell in the center takes a shot. Save made. Christopoulos. Rebound Lesperance. Up top for Glukowski. Glukowski takes a shot that's deflected wide of the net. And it's picked up by Linnell on the backboards. Linnell tries to go to the center. He puts it on the near side wall for Opperman. Up top for Martin. Deflection in front from Linnell. Nice deflection. Christopoulos made the save with the pad. Kept in by Glukowski with a slap shot down low. And it's Cockrell against Linnell. Two shifts for both teams that have been very good in their offensive zones early on to start the period. And now Des Moines able to get it and throw it all the way down the ice. Picked up by Glukowski. Buccaneers needed a change there. 2 minutes into the third period. Seemed like for the first minute, Des Moines had the big cycle play in the offensive zone. Then for the second minute, the Storm cycled it. Now Foster thought he was in onside. He left the puck behind him, though. Now it's dumped in by Eastman. Storm tag up here. Now they are back onside as Des Moines carries the puck forward. Schuneman in the neutral ice. Roboski played it forward. And now Roboski banked it back to Quale, who sticked it down for Eli May. May banks it off the backboards. Roboski starts forward, and it's Ben Foster. Foster, cross-ice pass. Eastman catches up to it. Eastman gets past his man. Eastman to the center, and a chance for McMurphy. He didn't take a shot. He put it behind the net instead. And Wemmenborn plays it to the far side. Eli May chipped it to the center. Eastman kept it in. Shot from May. Save. Rebound loose in the crease. Foster was there, but he couldn't bat it down. It was up high in the air, and now it's Seth Adams who brought it into the Storm end. Maller got control of it, left it for McMurphy, and now Foster. Foster back to Maller. Got knocked off his stick, get back into the Storm end. 3 minutes in to the third period. Still tied 2-2 here at the Viero Event Center. Brian Ward with space through neutral ice. Ward in onside. Makes one move. Goes to the net. Taken off by Roll. Nice back check there by James Roll. Here comes Des Moines the other way. It's moved in by Callen on the far side. Bolton with a shot. Save Quay. Rebound loose, and it's poked away. Back checking for the Storm. Yuchin was sneaking in there as Callen gets it down low for Bolton. Bolton in the near side. Pass is deflected up top Murray kicks it forward. Trevor Moore's got it for Vecchione. Vecchione runs into James Roll. Another good play for Roll. And now here's Bolton. Bolton loses it to Cecere in at the Storm end. And now it's Trevor Moore on the far side. Moore going in onside. Roll the puck right onto the goaltender. Christopoulos, who covers up and makes the save. 16-13 remaining here in the third and final period from the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers tied 2 apiece. And it's Joel Esperance against the leading scorer for Des Moines, Joseph Gambardella, on the faceoff. Faceoff won by Gulkowski. And it's turned over to Des Moines on the far side. Dumped in deep. Quale on the near side leaves it for Cutler Martin. Martin centering pass. Here's Lesperance. Lesperance through neutralize with speed on the far side. Opperman shoots. Save made. Rebound loose. Martin settles it down but can't get control of it. Now on the near side wall, Lesperance has it. Lesperance down low for Linnell. Linnell on the backboards. Linnell with some space tries to get it to Opperman. Back to Linnell. Kicks it over to Lesperance in the near side corner. Lesperance with room on the wall. Left it for Martin. Back to Lesperance. Lesperance tried to pass cross ice. It got deflected into the air. Lesperance gloved it down and played it into neutral ice for where he lost it to Ryan Gault. Gault came in onside, but it was taken away by Gulkowski. Opperman puts Gault to the ground. Here's Lesperance. Left it for Opperman. Opperman with a shot. It was deflected wide. Rebound on the near side is played by Des Moines. Here they come in transition. It's Marnell on the near side. Marnell holding in the right circle. Centering pass shot was really fanned on. Didn't get all of it there for Des Moines. And now here's Opperman the other way. Opperman for Lesperance. Lesperance on the far side. Lesperance taken off the puck. It's poked forward by Des Moines, and here they come down the ice. Up and down game of the third period here. Jenkins, great move past Eli May. Backhanded shot. Save made by Quale, and he hangs on. 14:51 remaining here in the third and final period. 2-2 the score. Des Moines and Tri-City get a look at the replay of Lesperance's hit on Ryan Gault during that last play. Storm now ahead, doubling the Des Moines Buccaneers in shots on goal, 34-17. As the faceoff is to the right of Quale in the Storm end, Ward won it, tried to move it forward with one hand, and he got it out of the zone. Now the puck's out of play into the stands. Fans getting a souvenir here at the Viero Event Center. 14:44 remaining here in the third period. We're tied 2-2 on the breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Brian Ward on the faceoff with Axel Wemmenborn. And the Buccaneers win the faceoff, put it into the corner of the Storm end. Burry on the near side, ahead for Ward. Brian Ward, nice pass through neutral ice, and he finds Aldworth. Aldworth with a shot, dismissed the net. Rebound on the near side, it's Hrabowski. Hrabowski down low. Aldworth left it for Moore. Moore tried to get a centering pass for Ward. It was blocked. Nice job by Des Moines there. Ward was open. And now Ward keeps it in on the right point. Banked it off the near side. Aldworth gloved it down. Lost the puck, though, and it's played down low from Elser to Martinson. Martinson loses an edge, and Wemmenborn able to pick it up. Fortunate for the Buccaneers, and now Seth Adams to neutralize. Try to pass all the way down for Elser, and Elser got to it first, and the Storm end took a shot that missed the net wide. Rebound, Trevor Moore played it out of the zone. Wemmenborn, though, has it now for the Buccaneers in neutral ice. 13:50 remaining in the game, tied at 2. Cockerell down low, centering pass. Quale makes the save. Quale, one of his best saves of the night, had to get over from the left point, left post, I should say, and he did not know if he had it. He looked behind him. He wasn't sure if he had it, but he did. And a big save and a deflection in front. Quale keeps this game tied 2 apiece in the third period. Tied 2-2 here at the Viero Event Center. Justin Quale with that side-to-side movement. Good opportunity for Des Moines there. And we are still tied. A couple minutes into the third, about 6 minutes in now, and we have not seen a score on either side. But good chances for both sides early on. It's been a good back-and-forth, high-energy start to the third period. That's what these teams have done when they've played each other. It's an offensive game between these two teams, and they really battle and give each other a good battle. Final meeting between Des Moines and Tri-City this season. McMurphy and Drew Callan on the faceoff to the left of Quale. Faceoff is one forward by the Storm, but then Euchin got to it. And now it's back on the sticks of Tri-City as Foster brings it past the red line. He gets sandwiched in between two players, but he stayed on his feet. And he got it in deep. Callen plays it on the far side now for Uchin. And Eastman gets a turnover, but then lost it to Cockrell. Now on the near side wall, it's played out by Des Moines. Transition game. Here's Uchin leading the rush. Takes a shot that's deflected by Glukowski into the netting behind the Storm net. And after the play, Glukowski and Uchin get together. Pushing and shoving on the far side corner of the Storm end. 13-16 remaining. Here in the third period, tied 2-2. Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers here on the breeze. Late in the USHL season here at the Viero Event Center. Nice crowd on hand here for our Tri-City Storm game at the beginning of April. First home game in April. Face off between Ward and Grasso to the left of Quale. Won by Tri-City. Roboski's got it in the corner. Banked it over to Ward. Ward banked it up the wall. Schuneman kept it in, and now Trevor Moore has it. On the near side, it is Roboski, plays it back for Eli May. May through neutral ice to Brian Ward. Ward in onside, left it for Trevor Moore. Shot that's well up high and into the netting out of play. 12:52 remaining here in the third and final period. A 2-2 score, tied up. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers attendance tonight at the Aero Event Center. 2,805. So, good number here late in this season on a nice April day. Storm with a faceoff for Roboski. Dumps it in deep. Schuneman played it around the far side. Linnell. Linnell on the far side corner. Linnell on the far side takes a shot that went over the net into the netting once again. Three pucks into the netting pretty quickly here. 12:41 remaining in the third. 2-2 the score. Here for the Tri-City Storm of the Des Moines Buccaneers. Thanks for tuning in on the breeze. 94.5 FM, your home for Storm hockey for the whole season. Got two more games after this one to bring to you next weekend against Lincoln. Face off on the far side, controlled by Buccaneers. And Grasso leaves it for Gambardella. Now Schuneman joining the rushing onside. Threw one through the center into the far side corner. And Lesbron's batted it back out to neutral ice. As Shiplow puts it in back deep into the Storm end. Roboski settles it down and will bring it forward. Johnny Roboski with an assist tonight. Plays it to L'Esperance. Banks it off the near side wall into the Des Moines end. Schuneman plays it to the far side for Martinson, who banks it off the far wall back to Maller, who finds Cecere. Tries to do with possession. Cecere to neutralize. Nice pass from Linnell over to Opperman. Opperman in offside. Opperman holding it. Opperman trying to find space. He tried to put it down the wall. Kept in, though, by Cecere with a glove. Cecere. On the left circle, centering pass. L'Esperance puts it in on net, and it was saved by Christopoulos. And now up top, kept in by Cecere again. Cecere on the left point. Chance in front. L'Esperance just missed it. Why? Great opportunity from Cecere to L'Esperance. And now it goes all the way down, and icing whistled to Des Moines. Good pressure from Tri-City. Garrett Cecere holding the puck in twice at the blue line, and he hangs his head a little bit coming back to the bench. As he had L'Esperance open for a good deflection in front, right in the slot. Joel L'Esperance finding a good spot, but it just missed wide. 11:37 remains in the third period. Tied at two here in Viero Event Center. Faceoff won by Des Moines in their own end. They put it out on the near side, though, and Foster intercepts. Foster down low. Foster behind the net. Chance in front. He fans on the wrist shot after the wraparound, and now he's a 3-on-2 for Des Moines. Schuneman played it in onside. Nice job by Glukowski to knock that pass out of thin air and break up the play. Now Glukowski gets it back on his stick. Glukowski backhands it to Richard Burry on the near side, and Burry for the Storm trying to get it out of the zone. He does. Puts it in deep to the Des Moines end. It's an icing on Tri-City. Tough call on the Storm. The referees decided no one had a chance to touch it after it went left Burry's stick. And the Storm have a defensive zone faceoff here, 11:07. Remaining in the third period. A lot of short whistles, stoppages here in the third period after we had some good flow earlier in the game. Faceoff won by Des Moines in the offensive zone. It's Cockrell at the right point. Cockrell takes a shot. Save Quale. Rebound McMurphy. Just lifts it out of the zone. Nice job by McMurphy here to get it back into the Des Moines. And Seth Adams plays it for the Buccaneers. Through neutral ice. Loose puck for a second. Now here comes Des Moines. Wemmenborn with a nice move and a shot that's deflected by Eli May wide of the net. Rebound on the near side. Wemmenborn gets taken down. Here come the Storm. It's Vecchione. in onside. Vecchione to the net, tries a deep move, and he's taken off by Roll. James Roll quietly has had a very good game for Des Moines. Now here's a chance for Ward. Leaves it for Vecchione. He scores! Michael Vecchione from Brian Ward gives the Storm a lead with 10:32 remaining in the third period. On the backhand, Vecchione puts it to the top left over the blocker of the goaltender, Billy Christopoulos, and we've got a Tri-City Storm lead here on Des Moines. That offensive line that Josh Howgie puts together of Ward, Vecchione, and Trevor Moore strikes. As Vecchione brought it through neutral ice, he tried a deke that was broken up, but they did a great job sticking with the play, and Ward found Vecchione in front. His 24th of the season leads the Storm in goals here, and he's got the puck ahead of Ward. Back to Vecchione, and now Trevor Moore went under his stick. And Schuman puts it back in neutral ice. Here comes Des Moines trying to respond. Bolton in onside. Bolton holds, takes a shot, and Quale is there with the glove, stopping play. 10-11 remaining here in the third period. Quale, nice block with the glove there. And Vecchione gets his 24th of the season there, announcing it now. Brian Ward picks up the first assist. They give Trevor Moore the second assist. Moore is moving up in the all-time assist leaders for the Storm. He's fourth right now. I believe he's two behind the spot in third to try to get it next weekend. Now here's Linnell. Linnell moving in onside. Nice toe drag by Opperman. Oh, it looked like Opperman dragged his toe, and Linnell was onside, but they whistle Opperman off. 9:55 remaining here in the third period. Storm have taken a 3-2 lead on a goal by Michael Vecchione. He scored the only goal of the night for the Storm last night. Ward and Moore on the assists. And it's Gambardella and Lesperance at the faceoff here. Neutral ice outside of the Des Moines end. Lesperance trying to kick it forward off the draw, and he's able to backhand it in to Schuterman, who will play it for Des Moines. Now Shiplow back to neutral ice. Dumps it in and hit the official linesman there, and Maller takes it. Maller moved it around. Grasso lost his stick. Now on the near side, Linnell has it, backhands it to the center where Maller was waiting. Maller moves up the ice. Maller in onside, takes a shot, and it's gloved by Christopoulos. Stopping play. 9:28 remaining here in the third and final period. It's been an exciting game. Storm have had a lot of shots on net, and this is their first lead of the game. Des Moines led 1-0 and 2-1. The Storm bounced back both times with goals, and now they take the lead with a goal by Vecchione at 9:28 in the third. Faceoff on the far side, won by the Buccaneers. Move forward by Marnell and neutral ice. Overskated it, taken back by Aldworth. Here come the Storm. It's Brian Ward. Ward in onside, looking for some room. Gets it poked off the stick to the far side wall. Good physical play by the Buccaneers. They take it back. Jenkins through, and a nice job there by Burry. Offsides the call. Burry poked the puck off Ryan Gault's stick, and Gault touched up for the icing, for the offsides, 9:06 remaining in the third period. Storm with a 3-2 lead over the Des Moines Buccaneers here at the Viero Event Center. McMurphy now against Wemmenborn on the faceoff in neutral ice. McMurphy could not win it. It went back to Des Moines as Erickson dumps it in deep. And it's moved behind the net. Sasir in front for McMurphy. Backhanded it over to Eastman. Eastman to neutral ice. Finds Burry, who was trailing the play. Now Burry just dumps it in deep. Burry took a hit there from Adams on the near side. Lost his stick, and he'll go for a change. As the Storm pick up the puck, it's Foster. Foster with a chance. Down low, a shot, and it went. Might have been deflected there. McMurphy got the shot. Not sure if it went wide. Now we get a stoppage here. It's a hooking call to the Buccaneers. Daniel Elser to the box for 2 minutes. Hooking the call. 8:35 remaining in the game. It's a Century 21 power play for the Storm and a big opportunity for Tri-City here. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to a new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Storm on the power play. They win the faceoff. Opperman's got it on the left point. Opperman looking for some room. keeps it in. Nice pass down low to Ward. Ward at the top of the right circle. He's holding. Ward fakes on a slap shot. Lukowski, one-timer, blocked in front. Looked like it hit Eastman's leg. And now here come the Des Moines Buccaneers. In neutralized, Ward trying to take Nong Lambert off the puck. He does. And they call it a penalty. Hooking call on Tri-City. That negates that opportunity. We've seen Ward do that a few times here in the last few months. He's so into this game. He wants to win so badly. And especially on the power play, you can't take a risk like that. And he gets the hooking call there. And I absolutely agree with the call. He held up Nong Lambert. And he's just so intent on getting the puck back on his stick. You can't really get upset at how intense and how really Ward is so, he just does everything for this team. He's so tenacious. But there he takes a penalty, and we're on 4-on-4 here for another minute 25. Des Moines with the puck off the faceoff. Grasso down low. Hrabowski on him. Grasso to the front. Puts it up top for Shiplow. Now Schoeneman with a shot blocked by Trevor Moore. Nice job there from Trevor Moore in the 4-on-4 to block that shot. And Moore goes forward. Eli May lost his stick, went to the bench, and Moore left the puck for Des Moines. They have it moving forward. Jenkins had to dump it in deep in the Storm end. Shiplow, centering pass and a score. Wemmenborn puts it home. The transition play for Des Moines ties this game at 3. 7:30 remaining here in the third period. The 4-on-4 goal for the Buccaneers. And the Storm fell asleep there on the back check after they made a change. They couldn't get it in deep. Shiplow with a great pass to Wemmenborn, and it was too easy. Wide open in front of Quale. 3-3. We are tied with 7:30 remaining. And now the Storm win the faceoff. They try to put it deep here. We're still 4-on-4 as the pucks move to the far side. L'Espérance there. L'Espérance backhand shot just missed the net. Nice look from Joel L'Espérance here. And L'Espérance holding. What a move there to try to get some space. Goal from Wemmenborn and Jenkins and Shiplow. Shiplow with the first assist, Jenkins with the second. As the play is with Des Moines in the Storm end. Cockrell has it on the right point now. 3-3 the score. Down low, Jenkins lost the puck to Maller. Maller, nice play to L'Espérance. L'Espérance charging through neutral ice. L'Espérance with the shot, save made. L'Espérance with the shot. And then after the play, it's got to be a penalty here on Des Moines for throwing the stick when L'Espérance took his shot. Now, L'Espérance may get whistled for retaliation penalty. If they don't call a penalty on Des Moines, it looked like a player threw a stick at L'Espérance when he was trying to shoot. And then after the play, L'Espérance takes his man down. Absolutely a penalty on L'Espérance. But I thought a stick absolutely went flying through when L'Espérance went to take the shot. And I'd like to see the replay again almost to get a sense to see what happened here. But I think L'Espérance came with a lot of speed through neutral ice, came in onside, and a stick goes flying through at L'Espérance as he's in the box with Brian Ward. And the Storm really in trouble here. There is 7 seconds left in a 4-on-3. We get a timeout for the Des Moines Buccaneers. And I would like to see that replay again here during the timeout if we get a chance. But what happens is there, L'Espérance comes charging in. He takes a shot that was saved by Christopoulos, but it looked like a stick came flying in, and that is a penalty shot if you do that, by the way. But after the play, L'Espérance, no doubt about it, takes his man down and is called for the penalty. So this is trouble for the Storm here. As they're going to be 4-on-3 for 7 seconds, but then it'll be a 5-on-3 for another 25 seconds. So it'll be 5-on-3 for 25 seconds and then a 5-on-4. So we got, to refresh one more time, 4-on-3 for 7 seconds, 5-on-3 for Des Moines for 25 seconds, and then 5-on-4 for the remainder of the 2 minutes. This is crucial here. 6:42 left in this game. We're tied at 3. Storm with 3 players on the ice, a scrum off the faceoff. Sasir able to kick it for Hrabowski. Hrabowski plays in the corner. Hrabowski loses it. Now it's put back to the corner, and it's five on three here for Des Moines. A chance for Cockrell. He shoots and scores. Cockrell's second goal of the night, and it's a 4-3 Des Moines lead. Storm get one man out of the box. It'll now be a 5-on-4 for a minute 42. Garrett Cockrell, two goals on the night. And he beat Quale there with a nice wrist shot. Took a pass, got it in the center, and let go of that wrist shot. He beats Quale cleanly, doesn't hit anybody. Storm had just three players on the ice there, and now the puck is dropped. We have 5-on-4 for a minute 40. Storm had a 3-2 lead in this one, and now trail 4-3 with 6:15 remaining, and the penalties dooming the Storm, starting with that Brian Ward penalty for hooking when the Storm had a power play. And now Des Moines with a 5-on-4 for another minute 20. They're stopped at the line, now an offside whistle to the Buccaneers. Exactly 6 minutes left to go here at the Viero Event Center. Des Moines has taken a 4-3 lead over the Tri-City Storm. It is their third lead of the night. The Storm responded quickly to the first two leads. And as I've said, we've had a lot of goals in short spurts. The third period's no exception. 9:28 was the Vecchione goal, then 12:30 for Wemmenborn, and then not too long after that, Cockrell with his second of the night. Now it's down low in the Storm end. Sasir brings it forward, and it's out of the zone. Nice clear from Sasir as we have Schuneman with the puck for Des Moines. Some pressure from Foster. Schuneman gets away. In onside, he chips it in on the far side wall. McMurphy comes and plays it. 5:30 to go in this game. 48 seconds left on the power play. Des Moines with the man advantage. It's Martinson with a shot that's deflected into the netting and out of play. 42 seconds remain in the Des Moines power play. L'Esperance is the one in the box right now. He went for cross-checking at 13:18. And just two tough calls in the Storm really changed the complexity of this game. Both, no doubt, penalties, but not the right timing for the penalties from either side. As faceoff was won to Burry, he played it on the near side wall. Cockrell dives and keeps it in, but now Hrabowski finds the loose puck and plays it all the way down the ice. Linnell deep on the forecheck here on the penalty kill. 27 seconds remaining in the power play for Des Moines. Cockrell back onto the ice, looking for a hat trick here. As Des Moines stop near the Storm end, they have to retreat. Wemmenborn past the red line. Wemmenborn in onside, dumps it deep, picked up by Hrabowski. Hrabowski fires it off Linnell's knee, kept in the zone. Now Nong Lambert to the center. Burry blocked that. Ward gets it out of the zone. Ward's going to try to fight for it, try to get it on the near side back in the Des Moines end. And it's played to Nong Lambert. Stormer back at full strength. 4-3 game, 4:38 to go. Des Moines in onside. A shot from Erickson deflected to the backboards. And now it's on the near side corner. Gault won the race to the puck, but Cutler Martin gave him a nice shove into the boards. And now here's Gambardella to the center. Tied up by Ward. Trevor Moore finds the puck. Here's Moore past the red line. Moore on the far side. Moore to the net. Try to leave it for Vecchione. Vecchione was breaking to the center, and it's taken away. Here comes Des Moines. And a stoppage, a high stick, is called by the Buccaneers. And we'll get a stoppage here, and a faceoff will be in the Des Moines end when we resume play. Shots on goal now in favor of the Storm. 37-22. Storm trailing 4-3 to this Des Moines team here in a game in April at the Viero Event Center. Once again, nice crowd on hand here. Announced crowd of just over 2,800 people at the Viero Event Center for this one. Tri-City and Des Moines, a back-and-forth battle here tonight. No team has had a lead of more than one goal. Des Moines has had three one-goal leads. And that's where we stand right now. The Storm did take one lead early on in the third. Vecchione scored to make it 3-2 Tri-City. As we see the face-off in the Des Moines end, 4 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in the third and final period here at the Viero Event Center. Storm trailing by one. Quale will keep an eye on him as Josh Howji likes to pull his goaltenders a little bit early sometimes. Quale back in his net though here. Face-off was won by Des Moines. Burry keeps it in. And Trevor Moore tried to put it into the corner. It was intercepted by Des Moines, cleared out to neutral ice. Now Glukowski dumps it back in deep. Banks off the back of the net. right to Martinson, who plays it on the far side. Kept in by Ward, a big hit by Vecchione. Now Trevor Moore banks it off the backboards to nobody, though. Back to Des Moines. Nice hit there from Ward on Nong Lambert. Picked up by Gulkowski with a shot that went wide. Rebound on the near side. Burry trying to keep it in. He can't. And here comes Des Moines with an opportunity. And it was chipped into the air by Gulkowski. Centering pass there as Gulkowski finishes his hit. It's a penalty on the Storm. And slow to get up is Willem Nong Lambert. Gulkowski, it was tough to see from this angle. It was on the near side. Gulkowski finishes his hit and heads to the box. 2-minute penalty for boarding on Nolan Gulkowski. Storm have no excuses here in this game. They have taken way too many penalties. And that is something Josh Howji said before the game to me in the Applebee's coach's corner. He said, the worst thing we can do is take penalties. We have a short-handed lineup. We don't have a lot of players. We have a lot of injuries. And that's exactly what the Storm have done. Des Moines has had plenty of power play opportunities, and that's been the difference in this game. Two power play goals for the Buccaneers. Have a 4-3 lead. Now they have another 2 minutes on the power play. And the Storm, by taking these penalties, have kind of taken the air out of their momentum. Now they have to kill another penalty here. And the Buccaneers have it. It's Martinson off the faceoff at the right point. Maller behind the net, rolls it around the far side wall, kept in by Cockrell. Down low, Wemmenborn. Wemmenborn on the hash marks on the far side, up to Cockrell on the left point, back to Wemmenborn. Wemmenborn to the center. Chance for Gambardella, decides to go back up top for Martinson. Now Gambardella on the near side, turns it over right to Foster, and Ben Foster carries it to center ice, and he'll go into the zone. Foster just banks it off the backboards. Nice play, a strong play on the puck from Ben Foster. And Martinson has it behind the Des Moines net. Under 3 minutes left in the game. 1:20 left in the Des Moines power play. Collision in neutral ice between Foster and Wemmenborn. No call coming. And now Des Moines has it. Wemmenborn in a neutral ice. Pass was deflected by Vecchione, but now backhanded in deep by Seth Adams. Quale out of his net. Plays it around the near side. Vecchione's got it. Vecchione ahead for Brian Ward. Ward shorthanded, moving up the ice. Ward trying to get away from Adams. Goes into the backboards. And it's played around the near side where Jack Jenkins can play it for Des Moines. Out to neutral ice, and here's a break for Marnell. Breakaway. Marnell on the backhand misses the net. Roboski got back, made him alter his shot. And now here come the Storm. It's Vecchione. Vecchione through neutral ice. And he gets it in onside. Brian Ward with it. Ward's just going to hold and waste some time here. It's deflected into the net. That's actually the best thing that could happen here. Storm with an offensive zone faceoff. They get to change lines. They get to bring on their fresh penalty-killing unit. There's 34 seconds left in the Nolan Gulkowski penalty for boarding. 2:05 left in this game. Storm trailing 4-3, trying to find an equalizer here against Des Moines at the Viero Event Center. Jenkins against L'Esperance on the faceoff. L'Esperance tried to win it forward, and it went back for Des Moines. They have to regroup here. Under 30 seconds left in the power play for the Buccaneers. They bring it forward. Schuneman to neutral ice. Schuneman past the red line, shoots it in on the near side. Jenkins leaves it for Marnell, who banks it off the backboards. It'll go around to the far side for Erickson, a shot that went wide. Rebound, first man there is Linnell. He's going to try to clear. He gets held up for a second, can't get it out. Second attempt he does. 5 seconds left in the power play here. Des Moines with the puck. Back in onside was Jenkins. Storm break it up. They're back at even strength. Linnell lost the puck here, and Des Moines has it on the backside as the Storm play to neutral ice, back to the Buccaneers. It's brought in onside, and it's a chance in front. Loose puck at the top of the crease. The net comes off here, and we see a stoppage in play as we have 1:15 remaining in this game. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers right now doing battle. We have a 4-3 game in favor of Des Moines. They're going to have an offensive zone faceoff here to restart play. Faceoff won by Des Moines. They've got the puck. Take a shot. It was blocked by Vecchione. Now down low, Gambardella. Just a minute left in this one. Storm trying to find an equalizer. Lukowski on the far side to Trevor Moore. Moore with space, and here goes the goaltender. Storm in onside with an extra attacker. It's Brian Moore. Leaves it for Moore. Centering pass that's deflected over to Vecchione on the far side. He puts it in deep. Nobody there. Moved around the far side, but Cecere can't keep it in. Rolling down the ice. They got to go back and get it. It's Trevor Moore with 44 seconds left. Gukowski on the near side. Gukowski holding it with 39 seconds left. Gukowski, no sense of urgency here. Finally getting up the ice with Ward. 30 seconds left. Ward loses the puck, blocks the shot, gets it back. He can't get a shot off. Ward had an open lane. He couldn't get the shot off. Now on the far side, it's back to Des Moines. They play it up and out of the zone all the way down. A rolling puck, and it will not reach for icing. 13 seconds left. Cecere shoots it up to Trevor Moore. In onside, takes a shot, save made. Rebound the far side, roll, can't get it out. 5 seconds left, another shot at the net, save made. Last chance for the Storm, last shot, Gukowski was blocked, it's over. 4-3 victory for Des Moines. And the Buccaneers take 2 points here at the Viero Event Center from the Tri-City Storm, who could not mount a late comeback. They fall 4-3, had a lead in the third period, but fall short in this one. Final score, 4-3, Des Moines. And they pick up 2 points in the final meeting between these two teams. Storm with 2 games left in the season, a home and home with Lincoln. We'll have them here for you on the breeze, but we got plenty to come here in the Old Chicago postgame show. We'll talk to Josh Howgie, and we'll recap this one along with looking at the out-of-town scoreboard. When we come back on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Dot.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Let's take it down south. Dial it. Now let's go worldwide with Bud Light. Here we go. Keep the party moving. Dial it. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Healthcare reform is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us. Count on us to guide you on the road ahead. To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hey Storm fans! A cost-effective and completely customizable ticket package has finally arrived with the Tri-City Storm's My Plan Ticket Package. You can reserve your seats for 6, 8, or even 10 home games at a discounted price. The more you buy, the more you save! Stretch your dollar to the max by visiting stormhockey.com for the My Plan ticket form. Or call the box office 308-338-8011 to reserve your plan today. The My Plan Ticket Package. It's a perfect plan for the busy Storm fan.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
It's time for the Old Chicago Postgame Report on the Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for stats, game recaps, interviews, and more. Here's the voice of the Storm on the Old Chicago Postgame Show, Jared Schifrin.
Welcome inside the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Tri-City Storm dropped this one 4-3 to the Des Moines Buccaneers. Thanks for joining us here on the Breeze. A very back-and-forth game that had a lot of twists and turns. No team had a lead by more than one goal here tonight, but the final 4-3 in favor of the Buccaneers. Let's look inside our Stadler Implement period recap and game recap here as Tri-City outshoots Des Moines 39-22 in this one, but could only come up with three goals, and that wasn't enough. They needed at least four. Here, five if they wanted to beat Des Moines. And the Storm, really the story of this game is penalties in the third period, but we will go back to the beginning and go through this one. Patrick Grasso gave the Buccaneers a early lead with a power play goal. Storm, all game, it was penalties early on in the game. L'Esperance and Burry with back-to-back minors, and Grasso scores in the second one for a power play goal, giving Des Moines a 1-0 lead. Elser and Martinson assists on that one at 6:38, excuse me. And then the Storm tied it back up. Trevor Moore, a very pretty goal from Michael Vecchione and Johnny Raboski at 8:55. Vecchione with a nice cross-ice pass to Trevor Moore, who was waiting for it in the right circle. Moore took his time and beat Christopoulos with a shot to the top. The top right corner of the net, really a top shelf shot from Trevor Moore. His 20th goal of the season tied the game at one. That's where we stood after one period. In the second, we were tied 1-1 for the first half of the period, but Garrett Cockrell found the back of the net at 11:39 for the first time of the night. Cockrell shot from his knees and beat Quale with a shot glove side to make it a 2-1 score for Des Moines. But again, the Tri-City Storm waste no time. They respond just over a minute later on the power play after a penalty to Luke Shiplow gave the Storm the advantage. It was Nolan Glukowski that converted power play goal from Brian Ward and Grant Opperman at 13 minutes of the second period. And again, a tie score after two periods. Storm had the better chances, no doubt about it. But a tie game, and this is where you look in the third period. Storm take a lead. Vecchione scores to make it 3-2 at 9:28 of the third. Storm with some momentum. They're looking good. They had the better chances. By the way, Brian Ward and Trevor Moore with assists. So Vecchione, Moore, and Ward each with 2 points tonight. That line, obviously the best offensive line for the Storm, combining those three players in Ward's return. Ward with two assists, Vecchione a goal and assist, Moore a goal and assist, and Glukowski with a power play goal, Opperman and Raboski also with assists. Storm had a 3-2 lead, 9:28 of that third period, but it was Axel Wemmenborn on a 4-on-4 that scored to tie things up from Luke Shiplow and Jack Jenkins. Great pass from Shiplow right on the stick of Wemmenborn for the one-timer to tie it at 3. And then on the power play, Garrett Cockrell from Willem Nong-Lambert at 13:36 gave Des Moines their fourth and final goal. And these are the penalties we were talking about. The Storm had a power play at 11:25. Elser takes a hooking penalty. The Storm going a two-minute power play with a lead. Storm with a chance to get a two-goal lead. And instead, just 24 seconds into the power play, Brian Ward takes a hooking penalty to make it a 4-on-4. Then L'Esperance takes a really an unnecessary cross-checking penalty. L'Esperance had a rush the other way in the 4-on-4 and takes a cross-checking penalty to put the Storm down by 4-on-3. And then Glukowski takes a penalty for boarding, but that was already after the L'Esperance penalty. The Des Moines Buccaneers score on the L'Esperance penalty. That's where Cockrell scored his second of the night. And the Glukowski penalty, we talk about, really, when you're down a goal,
late in the third period, if you take a penalty, you're going to lose momentum. And Lukowski took that boarding call with just 3.5 minutes to go. So by the time the Storm killed that penalty off, they only had about a minute 20 seconds to try to score to tie the game. And they had some opportunities, but it was not enough here. And they lose 4-3 here at the Viero Event Center after they seemed like they had a chance to put the game away. It came crumbling down, and they lose by a score of 4-3 here to the Des Moines Buccaneers. That's your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll look at the New West three stars of the game. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. And the three stars of the night here tonight, two of them Storm players. Is really, the Storm had the better of the play in this game. It led in the third period, and a couple players working really well. Third star went to Trevor Moore of the Tri-City Storm. Moore, as I said, with a goal and an assist here tonight. 20 goals and 41 assists now for Moore on his career. Points-wise, Moore, I believe, is now sixth all-time in Tri-City Storm history. He's closing in on 100 points. He is up to, I believe, 94 is the total that I have for him right now. We'll be getting you all this information before next week's games with Lincoln. We'll see if the Storm, some of those players that are chasing these records, can move up higher into the history books. Trevor Moore, one of those guys. Michael Vecchione, another one of those guys, got another goal, his 24th of the season here tonight, as well in an assist. And Vecchione has the two-point performance. He picks up the second star of the night for the Storm. 24 goals, 32 assists this season for Michael Vecchione. First star of the game to Garrett Cockrell. Cockrell scores two goals, including the game winner for Des Moines, and was essential picking up the victory here for the Des Moines Buccaneers. Now it's time for the Dent Popper, Grinder of the Night here. Much like the Storm's hardest-working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the Night for the Tri-City Storm is Brian Ward, who came back from an injury, was all over the ice tonight, made his presence known. He did play with two of the better forwards for the Storm, but he was all over the place. Ward picked up two assists, continues his point streak now up to 15 games. Points in 26 out of his last 27 games for Tri-City, dating back to November 11th, I believe, is the last time Ward did not register a point for Tri-City. He really has been fantastic. Tonight, he did a lot really well, but he did take a penalty that kind of changed the momentum of the game in the third period. And I think he would tell you he was upset that he took that penalty once he got into the box. But he's just trying to do too much, I think. That's kind of where it comes down to. And he takes that penalty, goes to the box, and kind of changes things here in the third period. Brian Ward, your Grinder of the Night here, the captain of the Tri-City Storm. Got a lot more here for you on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, in the Old Chicago Postgame Show here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful, seasoned, crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside the old Chicago post-game show. Tri-City Storm falling this one 4-3 here at the Viero Event Center to the Des Moines Buccaneers. Close game the whole way. No team had a lead larger than one goal the whole way, but the Storm on the wrong end of this one as they lose it 4-3. We're joined by Coach Josh Howgie of the Tri-City Storm here in the old Chicago post-game show. And Coach, obviously a game that you absolutely look at it, and it's a winnable game for you guys. You take a lead in the third period, but penalties seem like they cost you at the end of this one.
Yeah, the effort was there. Effort-wise, I think we deserved to win. Using a little bit of common sense and just hockey IQ, I think we hurt ourselves. We shot ourselves in the foot. You know, we're a run-down, beat-up hockey team. And when you take penalties, it requires guys to play more minutes, and they're difficult minutes. Those aren't easy minutes on the penalty kill. They're very, very tough, and it wears you down, and then you give up a third-period lead.
Shots on goal, 39-22. In my opinion, I thought that was reflective of the play. It seemed like you guys did have the better chances here tonight.
Yeah, we felt that we did, too. I mean, the first period, you know, you feel like you dominate, and then you come away 1-1. You know, even in the second, it was pretty even, but I still thought we had the better of the play. And in the third, I thought we had better scoring chances. We didn't capitalize, and they did. And I think that the difference between where Justin Qualley is right now and where he will be is, you know, a rookie goaltender doesn't make those one or two saves that you need to steal a game, and he doesn't have that ability right now. He will have that, I think, eventually, but right now he's just it's a lot to put on a young man like it is. Yeah.
How much do you look back in the third period? You're looking, you know, in the third period to tie game,
looking for a goal. Do you look back so much at the first and second periods thinking, wow, we could have had some more goals there? Like, do you think back, or you just try to keep moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, everything in the past is, you know, is irrelevant. We try to focus on one shift at a time, and, you know, no matter what happens, you know, you're really focusing in on your next shift. And it's unfortunate that those opportunities go by the wayside, but, I mean, it's part of the game. Guys are going to miss open nets. Guys are going to, you know, put them through the slot. Guys are going to whiff on one-time backdoor goals, and then you saw a lot of those tonight. But it's just you got to get that next opportunity, and you can't get frustrated. And I think one or two of her penalties might have been out of frustration.
Tri-City Storm dropped this one 4-3 here to the Des Moines Buccaneers. Two games left in this campaign as the Storm wind down to the end of 2012-2013. Coach, looking to next week, how much is it going to help you guys just to get those couple days off? And how much does it maybe help you looking in against Lincoln, just getting some more guys some rest and trying to rest them this week before they go up in against two more tough games with Lincoln?
Yeah, it's going to be important. And, I mean, you think just the start of this game, I mean, the difference that Brian Ward makes in his first minute of the game, like he comes out, he's a leader, and he shows, you know, the guys what it takes and plays so hard. Michael Vecchione doing the same thing. Like, those guys are they're playing so extremely tough. And, you know, what's difficult is just to have those guys that aren't even here anymore, that are gone, that are those secondary guys, the Tim Bonners, Trevor Mingoyas. I shouldn't call them secondary guys because they've been leaders for us all season. But, you know, we only have the one or two guys to look to right now. And, you know, Trevor Moore's in that category as well, but he's still a young kid himself. And it's just it's just a lot of minutes for our young guys right now. But they're competing, and that's the one thing I, you know, as a coach you can ask is that they don't quit on you. And as bad as it's been at times for them, and as down in the dumps as they've been, they've continued to compete, and that's the important thing. But, I mean, just getting the one player back in Brian Ward really makes a huge difference. And I think getting him into the flow of practice and more game situations, you know, practicing on the power play, getting him in the kill, getting him more reps that way, I think it'll really improve. Plus get a little, you know, hopefully just line continuity, because we haven't had a whole lot of that.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, as you put the three of those guys on the same line, obviously looking for a lot of offense from them, you get it. They each got a couple points here tonight. But, you know, what was the decision-making process there to bring all three of them together? Because I don't think they've been together this season. If they have, it hasn't been much. And really a lot of offense on that one top line.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, usually it's, you know, when well, it's never happened this year, but the way we envisioned it, it would be, you know, Ward, Moore, and Mingoyas, and then, you know, Bonner, Linnell, and Vecchione, and then, you know, Foster with L'Esperance and Opperman, and then, you know, Eastman, McMurphy, you know, and throw in, you know, whoever we want to throw in. You know, I'm sure I'm missing guys right now, but just going off the top of my
Cotton.
Head. Cotton, you know, all those guys. And
Gomez, yeah, that's the thing. Garrett. You have extra guys here, right. You know, because you have Gomez who obviously figures into that, but he would, you know.
Gomez would play in our top nine, but we haven't had that. So, for us, Vecchione and Bonner have, you know, seemed to gel, and that was why we kept those two together when they were healthy and playing together. And Ward and Mingoyas and Moore had that chemistry, but really we never had that together for more than, I think, maybe three practices or something all season. So that's why we bumped Vex up, is to get him with Ward and Moore, and you know, with Bonner out, it just gives him a couple of guys that they would have chemistry. It's just him and Bonner have played so well together.
Josh Howji here in the Old Chicago Post Game Show. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
We'll pass the microphone here over to one of the guys we just spoke about, who gets a chance to play with a few of his buddies here tonight, picks up 2 points and has been effective here this weekend and all season for the Storm. Michael Vecchione joining us here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show. And Mike, obviously it's tough. Any loss, this one, you have a lead in the third period. It's a team you guys had a lot of opportunities against. Definitely seems like a winnable game for you guys. How much does this one hurt? Even though you're out of the playoff race, you put forth an effort that leads to a chance to win. How much does it hurt to come up short?
It hurts a lot. I mean, you could just see how bad we wanted it tonight. The chances were there all day, and, you know, they just bared down on the few chances that they had, and we had the chances. But, like, how you were saying, like, we got to capitalize on them. And there was just a few untimely penalties, and they capitalized on those, and that was what cost us the game in the end.
We just talked about the line combinations a little bit. You're obviously very good friends with Brian Ward. You guys both from Massachusetts, been on this team together. How did it feel to play with him? Because you haven't played with him a ton here, and it seemed like right off the bat you guys were getting a lot of chances.
Yeah, I mean, me and Ward have a lot of chemistry. Even though we haven't played together a lot, we just know each other's style of play very well. And he's just an unbelievable player. Like, he's got intangibles that, like, he'll make plays that no one else is going to make. And he's just, like, always in the right place at the right time, making plays. Like, I'm going to the net, and you think he's going to, like, take a shot, and he finds me on the back door, and then I give it over to Trevor in the first shift, and unfortunately he missed it, but, like, I didn't expect him to pass it because I was behind him, but he saw me, obviously. And, you know, I think we dominated throughout the whole game. It's just those one or two chances that we didn't bear down on, and it hurts. But I think we played a great game, and there's nothing we can really do about it.
Now, not to go back too far, but do want to ask you, last night, dropped your gloves for the first time in your career here. Obviously, something that you're not really needing to work on. You're going to school next year. You're not going to be able to do that. Did you have any thoughts before about trying to fight once before the end of the season, or was it just a spur-of-the-moment frustration kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely spur-of-the-moment. I know I wanted to get in a fight out here, but, like, I wasn't going to go around looking for one. Just ended up me getting tied up with a guy, and I gave him a punch to the face, and then next thing you know, I see Erickson coming out of the corner of my eye, so I just saw him drop the stuff, and I was like, all right, we're going. And then
you didn't have much of an option there. He kind of came flying in.
Yeah, so, you know, he just threw that big haymaker, and I tried to duck it, and then I just tossed him on the ice and gave him a few nice ones to the face, and it felt liberating because I just had so much anger during that game, and it was a great experience, and I'm glad I got to give him four punches to the face.
It's funny, your coach before the game, I asked him about this a little bit, and he said, Erickson's been somebody who really has gotten under your guys' skin the last couple of years. So was there any, I mean, obviously, like I said, he kind of came at you, so you didn't really have much of a thought process about whether you wanted to, but we know Mingoya has fought with him earlier this season, and he's not obviously a guy who drops the gloves much either. So is he just a guy that kind of gets under people's skin?
Yeah, I mean, he's just always doing something stupid out there, and it definitely angers everyone. Like, he's out there slashing, like, cross-checking you, and you know, he doesn't even, like, ask you to go. He'll just drop the stuff, and you're going with him. But I'm obviously not afraid of him at all. So when I saw that was going on, I was kind of excited, and the anger got to me, and I just took him down.
Last thing here, obviously, it's upsetting for you, your final season here, that you won't be in the playoffs, but you've got two more games. How hard will you work this week to try to get wins in those games? And it's against Lincoln. So coming back here, how much does it mean to try to end on a victory here?
Yeah, I know the past couple of games have been a little upsetting, and I definitely don't want to go out that way. I definitely want to go out with a couple wins here. So I think a couple of days off and try and get our legs back under us. And we're going to come out hard against Lincoln. I mean, they're our rival team, and we've had really close games against them, and in the end, they've came out with a couple victories that we should have had, but it's going to be an exciting two games, a little emotional, being my last two junior games out here, and we're just going to give it our all. I don't think anyone's going to quit out here, and I'm just excited to end it with a couple rivalry games and hopefully get the wins.
Michael Vecchione joining us here in the Old Chicago Post Game Show. Thanks a lot for coming on here, and we wish you luck next week.
Thank you, Jared.
Old Chicago post-game show here. Tri-City Storm dropped this one 4-3 to the Des Moines Buccaneers here at the Viero Event Center. Old Chicago, the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. The best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Let's take a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we sign off here on The Breeze. Out-of-town scoreboard, as of course, brought to you by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Scores here, all finals in the USHL tonight. Indiana defeats Team USA 3-2. Muskegon gets revenge on Green Bay, knocks them off 5-1. Fargo with a comeback victory, defeating the Sioux City Musketeers 4-3. Fargo trailed 3-1 in that game. They scored three consecutive to come back and win for the second straight night. Youngstown defeats Chicago 4-1. Sioux Falls defeats the recently crowned Anderson Cup champions, the Dubuque Fighting Saints, at Sioux Falls Arena 4-3. Waterloo knocks off Cedar Rapids 5-2. Omaha gets revenge against Lincoln, winning 3-2, but it will not be enough. Omaha is eliminated for the first time in 23 years. And Tri-City here loses to the Des Moines Buccaneers 4-3, your final. Wrapping things up here from the Viero Event Center, want to give a big thanks to John back in Hastings for pushing all the buttons, getting me on air, and making everything go smoothly here tonight. Also want to thank Mike Vecchione for joining us here in the Old Chicago Post Game Show, as well as Josh Howdy for joining us before and after the game. And really, we have only two broadcasts left. They'll be next week, Friday night, against the Lincoln Stars. It'll be at the Icebox, so definitely a lot of good games we played there and a lot of excitement in the Icebox. Tune in for that one. Should be a 7:05 start on Friday night, 6:45 pregame show, the Viera Wireless pregame show right here on the Breeze. And then a week from tonight, final game of the season at the Viera Event Center. Fan appreciation night here. Get your tickets, fans. It should be a great time here out at the Viera Event Center for the final game of the season with the Tri-City Storm against the Lincoln Stars. And the Storm are 0-4-3 against the Stars this season, looking to get that first win against Lincoln. No better time to do it than at the end of the season to try to close it out on a win. And until next week, have a great rest of your week here, fans, and thanks for listening to us as always. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great night, everyone.